No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Michigan State Capitol. Hope you saw some stars during the four-day break. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts welcome in the Lake County Captains for the first of a three-game mini-series, and we've got some news to share with you. It is a Black Panther themed jersey day on Marvel Superhero Night with a Black Panther sock giveaway presented by the Capital Area District Library. Oh, and by the way, there are Laugh-Q fireworks following tonight's game. Stevie Emanuels is on the mound for the Lugnuts. On the other side, Rodney Boone for the Lake County Captains. And by my side is the esteemed Adam Jaxa. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jesse. Big night for Lugnuts baseball. Little break with the MLB-themed All-Star week off, and now it's back to work for the Nuts after a couple of wins in Fort Wayne and a new addition to the roster that's pretty sizable and should have a big impact.
We've got things to talk about, and let's begin with this. Batting third in the Lugnuts order and playing shortstop, the 19-year-old Max Muncy, last year's 25th overall pick in the draft for the Oakland Athletics, and today he makes his Lugnuts debut.
I mean, if you're in the community, this is why you come out to Lugnuts baseball, see some of the top prospects and where they are now and where they can potentially be in the future. You've got two of the first picks for the A's over the last 2 years batting third and fourth tonight with Max Muncy and Tyler Soderstrom. Going to be fascinating to watch Max Muncy make his debut and to see how this lineup turns over throughout the rest of the second half.
Was it the great Zach Berhans who called them the 3-4 boys are in the order today, and Soderstrom and Muncy for the Lugnuts. But on the other side, Rodney Boone making the start. Boone in his last start on the mound, a complete game 7-inning shutout against the Lugnuts, and then he caught COVID. He has not pitched in 20 days.
Yeah, the Lugnuts have kind of been hot and cold against Lake County. They finished well against the Captains, winning 3 of 4, but one of those was, as you mentioned, Rodney Boone, where he was stellar and shut out these Nuts, and their offense has been cooking pretty well, especially up at Classic Park. Will be interesting to see how they do in just their second mini three-game set since we opened the season way back in April against the Captains.
That's right. The Captains took 2 out of 3 from the Lugnuts April 9th and April the 10th. They were playing well then. Captains are playing well now. They come into play today having won their last 5.
Great to know that we're finally going to finish that opening weekend series, right?
To be continued tonight. It's the only 3-game series of the whole year. First 3 in April, and then this, I guess, if that was Infinity War, this is Endgame against Lake County.
Yes, it is, and it is Endgame indeed for the Captains and the Lugnuts, their final 3 meetings of the season. As we mentioned, Lansing has won 3 of the last 4. The record pretty much identical, 7-8 against the Captains this year. And as Jesse, you mentioned, Lake County has been playing very good baseball. They didn't want to see the break come because they had won 5 straight and a chance to win 6 in a row, which would be their longest streak of the season. But the Nuts hoping that they can win their 3rd straight And this seems to be a fascinating matchup. These two teams have been really compelling all year long.
Let's get right into the starting lineups. And first for the captains, by the way, their manager, Greg DiCenzo, is away on vacation. He will not be with them for this three-game set. It's going to be the young shortstop, Milan Tolentino, who leads off for Lake County. Batting second, first baseman Joe Naranjo. Hitting third, and right field, Alexfrey Planez. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitting center fielder, Petey Halpin. By the way, he wears number four, matching batting fourth in the order. Batting fifth in left field, Jonathan Rodriguez. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Gabriel Rodriguez. No relation. Switch hitting second baseman, Aaron Bracho hits seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mikael Ramirez. And hitting ninth, rounding off the order, the DH, Connor Cox. Tolentino, Naranjo, Planez. Halpin, Rodriguez. Bracho, Ramirez, Cox. In support of Boone, Adam, your spotlight captain.
I'm going to go with Petey Halpin. He has been difficult to defend this year for the Nuts. Petey Halpin, a guy that is one of the top prospects in the Cleveland Guardians organization, batting just under 250 this year.
On the other side, Rodney Boone is going to take on this squad for Phil Pohl. Drew Swift leads off. He's at second base. Batting second in right field, it's Gabriel Maciel. Heading third, the debuting shortstop, Max Muncy. First baseman Tyler Soderstrom cleans up with third baseman Jack Winkler hitting fifth. Batting sixth, the catcher Jared McDonald. Heading seventh, back from the Futures game, it's center fielder Denzel Clark. DHing A, Rebiel Anales bats eighth, and batting ninth, the left fielder Joshua Wright. Swift, Maciel, Muncy, Soderstrom, Winkler, McDonald, Clark, Anales, and Wright supporting Stevie Emanuels. Your spotlight nut!
All eyes on the Black Panther uniforms, but specifically the one wearing number four. Max Muncy, his debut. How could you not pick him?
Down to the field we go for the national anthem.
It's time for Lugnuts Baseball, July 22nd, 2022, after the mini break here, back for the weekend at Jackson Field for game number 88 this year for the Nuts, 34-53, 9-12 in the second half, taking on the Lake County Captains for the final three times this year. The Captains 46-39, 11-8 in the second half, meeting 16-17-18. We'll see if the Nuts can win their third straight. Stevie Emanuels and the Luggies boasting those all-black Black Panther uniforms tonight as we celebrate Marvel Superhero Day. With the call of tonight's game, the longtime voice of the Nuts, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, I appreciate you. And there is the right-hander, Stevie Emanuels, going through his warm-up tosses for the Nuts. He is supported by this Lugnuts defense. And the outfield, let's begin with Joshua Wright in left, Denzel Clark in center, and in right field, Gabriel Maciel. About that center fielder, on Saturday, in front of a national, and you could say international stage, the world found out just how good Denzel Clark's defense was. Highlight reel catch in the ninth inning. In the seventh and final inning, in the All-Star Futures game, to rob a drive, turning it into a sack fly. Around the infield, Jack Winkler plays third, Max Muncy is the shortstop, Drew Swift at second, and Tyler Soderstrom is at first. The catcher is Jared McDonald. Adam, we return to that man on the mound, but first, we go back down to the field for two very important words. And now that play ball has been declared, let it be. Adam, about Stevie Emanuels. Yes. Your keys for Stevie to see some success.
Jesse, got to paint the zone tonight and work those four pitches he's got. Fastball, curve, slider, and the changeup, and keep these captain hitters off balance. Keep them in the park.
At 7:04 p.m., the first pitch, fastball runs inside. Ball one to the left-handed hitting Milan Tolentino. And here we are. It is the 22nd day of the seventh month in 2022. The pitch, Tolentino takes, a ball a little low. And it's two balls and no strikes. Milan Tolentino, the shortstop, batting left. Emanuels works from the stretch. Left leg kick in the pitch. Swing and a miss at the high cheddar. And now it's 2-1. And as he did earlier this year, Terry Alpert, in charge of all Lugnuts production, the man in charge of Next Door, has replaced those images on the big video board. Tolentino and the Caps are villains. Swing and a miss. Once again, the high fastball. And the counter's 2-2. So Tolentino has been replaced by Loki. It is a Marvel superhero day, the second of the year. The first, the Lugnuts wore Sam Wilson-inspired Captain America jerseys. But today, they're suited up like Black Panther. Jackson Field, Wakanda, 2-2. Fouled away to the left side, and we'll keep it right here. Tolentino's hitting .244 through 25 games. Eight doubles, a homer. Knees bent, slightly open stance. Emanuels, a four-pitch guy, has his sign. Lets it fly. Shot on a line, past the shortstop. Muncy, a base hit in the center field. Clark grabs, plays it in. It's a leadoff single for Milan Tolentino.
Well, nice job there by Stevie. Got behind 2-0, but started pumping in the strikes. But Tolentino, nice job just taking it the other way. And Muncy, his first opportunity at one, but that was whistled right to his left. And good start for the captains.
And now here comes a second consecutive left-handed batter. This is Joe Naranjo. Emanuels has had his troubles with lefties this year. First offering called a strike on the outside corner. Naranjo comes in hitting just .221, but with 12 home runs, plus a team-leading 56 walks. And Adam, on this active roster for Lake County, the player with the next most walks is Petey Halpin at 29, 27 fewer. And 0-1 from the righty. Fastball rides high. Ball to strike.
Well, it's going to be key all night for Stevie. Get ahead of these hitters. Pump the zone. Make them swing the bats. Don't give up any free passes. Don't help them out. And if Emanuels can settle in, can help him out confidence-wise, as he's seen the captains for a fifth time already this season.
Four steals this year for Tolentino. Not running. Toronto takes the breaking ball inside. Two balls, one strike. Shadow of the video board has fallen over Denzel Clark, or perhaps he is choosing to be in the shade. It is a warm one today in the midst of Lansing summer, currently 87 degrees. Swing and a miss of the fastball. Anaranjo sees the count go to 2-2. Earlier today, that temperature, Adam, was in the low 90s.
Yeah, it's been hot here over the last couple of weeks, starting to settle into the depth of the summer months here in Michigan.
A break even. Tolentino at first not running. Naranjo grants it foul up the right side. Skips off in a right field with the ricochet. And a member of the Nuts pen goes to track it down. Makes me think, on a hot day, is it the best day to wear all black?
Probably not. But Lansing's been dealing with that the last few years, wearing those black uniforms on the road.
Emanuels fires. Inside. 3-2 on Naranjo. Lake County in the road grays. The colors for the captains, a deeper blue. They also sometimes sport a lighter blue and a yellow. But right now in the road grays, it's just the blue numeral on the back and the blue piping on the pants. 3-2, does Tolentino run? Pick off though first, tag late. He got back in. Just to check. The man on deck, Alex Freeplanez. Leadoff single for Tolentino. Three balls, two strikes, and Naranjo, no score. Payoff, runner does not go, and the pitch popped up. Off the hands, over third base. Winkler, back of his bag, with the catch in fair ground. There as the first out of the ball game.
I like the way he attacked Naranjo, Jesse. Ran everything inside. Naranjo really crouches that left side of the plate, and Emmanuel's came in with that slider a couple of times. He came in with the fastball a couple of times and eventually gets the jam shot up in the air for the harmless first down.
So now Stevie Emmanuel's against Alex Replanes. Righty, righty. First pitch, outside, ball one. Now with Planes, the last time that we saw the captain's Adam, he only had one walk all year. Now he has three walks. He has struck out 47 times, the batting average 276, and this is his 50th game with the Caps. One on, one out, no score. Spin, pick off the over, Tolentino back in standing. That Milan Tolentino and Tyler Soderstrom could have a good conversation over there at first base. Tolentino from Mission Viejo, Soderstrom from Turlock. Runner takes off, pitch swung out and missed. Throw down to second base from his knees by McDonald, skips in late. And Tolentino is 5-for-5 in steals with Lake County.
Yeah, he picked the good pitch to run on, got the breaking ball in there. Another swing and a miss. Stevie Emmanuel's already has gotten three swings and misses, which is good news for the Nuts, but Tolentino, excellent jump at first base.
The cleanup hitter, Petey Halpin, waits next. Planes, the first right-handed batter to face Emmanuel's. And the catcher, McDonald, pays a visit to the hill. Planes has a ton of power. 15 doubles, 12 home runs this year. The native of Caracas, Venezuela. Now the set by Stevie, looks back, fires, pop foul off the right side. It was a breaking ball, Planes could do nothing with it, and now he's down to the cap, one ball and two strikes.
Some serious spikes around the top collar of these Luggies Black Panther-themed uniforms.
That's what T'Challa wore, that's what the Lugnuts wear. The pitch, Planes fouls it back to the screen, followed up the hook with the high heater.
Lugnuts forever, right?
That's right. Not a cloud in the sky above. Wind is currently blowing out to right. Here's the pitch. Planes takes it high. Two balls and two strikes.
You know, somebody once told me that Lansing is one of the most cloudiest, grayest cities, but not tonight, Jesse.
That's right, not tonight. It might have been me. I look back at Tolentino, break even. Planes goes down swinging. Emmanuel's gets him with the breaking ball.
You seeing these swings and misses he's getting?
I am.
Multiple swings and misses with that breaking ball. The fastball and changeup have come in there a couple of times to get some swings and misses. Stevie looks good right now to start this game for the Nuts.
And now Emmanuel's against the cleanup hitting Petey Halpin, the left-handed batter. Tolentino at second base, no score, two outs, first pitch. Fouled off the hands, over to our left, up at a sweet level, and it's going to stay right there. Hopping a 245 hitter through 70 games. 11 doubles, 3 triples, 2 homers, 21 knocked in, plus 13 steals. And I feel like, Adam, he's had a ton of big swings against the Lugnuts this year. Looking to give the Caps the game's first lead. Emmanuel's pivots about and looks Tolentino back into second. Last time that the Lugnuts played in Lake County, Halpin had an inside-the-park home run in that series. Wide-open stance from the left. The pitch. Backdoor breaking ball called strike one. I should say, for Petey Halpin, that's strike two. Foul, and now he takes one, and he's in a two-strike hole against Emmanuel's. A leadoff single, a pop out, a strikeout. Halpin fouls back a high fastball. That stays alive at two strikes. After Halpin, then you've got the Rodriguezes, Jonathan and then Gabriel. And both of them have a ton of power.
I might as well save them for the next inning.
This hot Lake County team. 0-2 for Halpin. Fought off the hands foul, parried into the stands left side. Fan rose up to try to grab it and fumbled it, but you know, they did secure the souvenir in the end. It is such a great crowd today. This is going to be one of the biggest crowds of the season as more and more folks settle in because the concourses are packed. The pitch, lined it into left center field, a base hit for Halpin. Around third base, Tolentino comes around to score. Clark fires it into second, holds Halpin on with the RBI single. A breaking ball from Stevie Emanuels that he met and he turned around. And Lake County leads 1-0. Halpin's 22nd RBI of the year.
I mean, he's up 0-2 on him and doesn't give him anything in the zone. That's a breaking ball twisting low and in, but still just enough off the dirt for Halpin to twist it out to left field. That's just a great at-bat and great contact right there from Petey Halpin. Really unfortunate because it looked like a pretty good pitch by Stevie Emanuels.
And a visit to the mound now by the pitching coach Don Schulze as this half inning is running long for Stevie. Trying to get out of it. He's about to take on the fifth batter of the order for Lake County and Jonathan Rodriguez. He has allowed a couple of singles when they are sandwiched around the pop out and the strikeout. Halpin at first, two away, 1-0 Lake County with the early lead in the first game of this three-game series. And with that pitch count rising for Stevie Emanuels and with the visit to the mound by Don Schulze, Joe Demers starts to loosely warm up down the Lugnuts bullpen along the right side. Here now is Jonathan Rodriguez. 267 hitter, 10 homers. Righty to righty. Pick off though to first instead. Soderstrom looks down, gives it right back to Emanuels with Halpin belly flopping in plenty of time. Jonathan Rodriguez is from Toa Baja, Puerto Rico. First pitch to him. That misses down. Ball one. Emanuels has seen this Lake County squad an awful lot. This is the fourth time that he's taken on Lake County this year. The pitch. That's up high. Actually, this is the... Let's see. It is the fourth time. It's his third start against Lake County. He had gone 10 and a third combined innings in the other appearances earlier this year. And last year, he had started against Lake County. And he had worked 4 2/3 innings. He throws outside, back pick to first base, skips in one hop. Nice snag, Soderstrom. Halpin's back in safely. Three balls, no strikes. Now the count on Rodriguez. So Emanuels has gotten used to facing these captain's uniforms, and they've gotten used to facing him. They have made the going difficult for him here, trying to contain their offense to just the one run. The pitch, up high, ball four, and a four-pitch walk after the mound visit. Rodriguez to first, Halpin to second.
Well, this is sometimes the difficulty with Stevie. He gives up a run, and then it kind of triculates from there, and it turns into 2-3 runs. So that's what he's trying to avoid here, that half inning that gets away from him. And those are... No pitches in the zone, obviously, so you got to lock back in here, find a way after giving up that first run, something he didn't want to do, but one run certainly better than 2-3 or maybe even 4.
Righty, righty. Gabriel Rodriguez takes a called strike at the letters. Fastball starts him. Gabriel Rodriguez, the infielder from Maturin, Venezuela. 2-1-2 at 1-0 Caps. The pitch. Down low. Breaking ball. He has 7 homers this year, 10 doubles, a triple, hitting .259. This is his 65th game of the year. The only Lake County captains who've played in more games than Gabriel Rodriguez, Joe Naranjo, and Petey Halpin. The pitch. He swats it up into the air, shallow right center field. It's trouble, and it falls for a base hit. Halpin comes in to score. To third base rushes Jonathan Rodriguez. Gabriel Rodriguez is on with a flare RBI single. And now it's 2-0 Lake County. Didn't hit it all that hard. Found some green grass. And here comes the seventh batter of the captain's order in Aaron Braccio.
That's really unfortunate because now you're at that 30-pitch plateau. Again, Demers up there warming just in case this continues on. And He got the weak contact, but unfortunately didn't have any defense out there, and now he's going to have to go get another out.
Switch hitter bats left, first pitch. Groucho pops it up. Foul ground back toward the seats. Here it comes. Right on down, and thank goodness everyone is okay. There was a fan there standing right next to the fan that he came to the game with. She was covering her head. He was looking at her and not truly finding the ball, and it came down right near him. And 0-1, high and outside. One ball, one strike.
I don't think I'll ever get on board with going with the blind approach when a fly ball comes your way. I think you gotta face it. See where it's at.
Yeah, locate the ball. First and third, two outs. Two runs in. Emmanuel's deals. Inside, two balls, one strike. On Braccio. Aaron Braccio, who has struggled this year, comes into this plate appearance hitting just 159, six doubles, five home runs. He does have a lot of power. The Rodriguez's are at first and third. Emmanuel's deals. Hit high and deep to right field. On its way. That ball is gone. Into the tailgate terrace. There is Braccio's power. It is his sixth home run of the year, a three-run shot. And now it's 5-0 Captains in the first.
Well, unfortunately, it's just what we talked about for Stevie Emmanuel's. One run sometimes turns into too many, and that is a really tough way for this half inning to continue now after he got the weak contact, but base runners continue to get on, and there's the big shot that Emmanuel's has given up too many times to these Captains this year, and they've blown it open before Lansing's even come up to the plate.
Emmanuel's remains in to face Mikael Ramirez. Righty, righty, two outs, nobody on. Ramirez takes ball one up high and outside. The number eight batter in the Lake County order. Open stance, knees flexed, the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Stevie Emmanuel's has now allowed five home runs this year to Lake County. Ramirez comes in hitting 182. Fouls this pitch away to the right side. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Emmanuel's currently at him. I've got him at an unofficial 38 pitches.
Yeah. That's 11 home runs he's given up this year. He's just had some struggle points.
Jonah Mears is ready in the pen. Can Emmanuel's get out of this first inning? 5-0 Caps. Here's the 1-2. A breaking ball grounded foul up the left side and into the Lake County pen. And we'll try it again right here. Mikael Ramirez with four doubles, two homers this year. The native of Guatire, Venezuela. More baseballs delivered out. One to the catcher McDonald to wing out to the mound. The rest to the home plate umpire Caleb Martin. Our bases umpire is Brian Van Vranken. Connor Cox is on deck, the only captain not to hit. Here's the pitch. Ground ball bounced down the third base side and right off the backhanded attempt of Winkler. So, Ramirez reaches. It was deep down the third base side. Jack Winkler could not field it cleanly. We'll check in with the official score. But Mikael Ramirez is on at first, and Phil Pohl is out with the hook. Stevie Emmanuel's does not finish the first inning against Lake County this evening. Joe Demers is coming in.
That is that's tough for Stevie. You feel for him. Got the weak contact. Real good swing by Petey Halpin, and it just kind of tailspun from there. Not the outing that he wanted, and now Joe Demir's coming in to try and pick things up, and the Lugnuts have a long road ahead now. Five runs down and into the bullpen against these Captains tonight.
Official scorer has ruled. We'll wait. Hang on. An error briefly went up there on the video board, and then it disappeared. We're waiting to see whether the official scorer says single for Ramirez or error. Right now for Stevie Emmanuel's, of the eight batters faced, we can tell you of the first seven, four base hits, one walk, one strikeout, five runs are in. So, Adam, about Joe Demers.
Yeah, Demers going to come in here, and hopefully he can try and limit the damage and just get them through this first inning. ERA is just under 6. It'll be his 24th appearance this year. He's allowed 28 earned runs, given up 4 home runs, but 26 strikeouts, just 10 walks. Joe Demers.
Infield single is the ruling. Demers will take on Connor Cox. Ramirez at first base. We're in the top of the first inning. And while we have a pitching change on the field, let me tell you that everyone deserves a great smile. And Grewball Orthodontics is here to help you, Lugnuts fans. Grewball Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with their affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, they love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. Demers deals. Outside ball one. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrewballorthodontics.com today and book your free consult. Grewball, G-R-U-B-A-U-G-H, Grewball Orthodontics. Righty, righty, 1-0 from Demers. Connor Cox takes a called strike in the outside corner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Cox is hitting .221 through 56 games. He has 3 homers this year. I believe that he hit them in 3 straight games. That was right before the Lugnuts and Caps met before. This pitch is down and away. In fact, I believe one of those homers came in the series. I remember Connor Cox swinging a red-hot bat when the Lugnuts were in East Lake, Ohio. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He was trying to hit home run number 4. Well, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs on July 22nd, 2022, in game number 22 of the second half. Something has to happen here, don't you think? Connor Cox wearing number 22. Something magical. Here we go. Fouled away to the right side.
What's magical? You get the 2-2 again, Jesse.
That's right. Let's do it again. The deuces are wild. Connor Cox, if only he was hitting .222, he's hitting .221. Ramirez at first. The pitch. He lifts it in the infield. Second baseman swift in front of second base with the catch. And there you go. The side retired. 9 batters for the Lake County Captains in the top of the first inning. They score 5, they leave 1. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Captains 5. The Lugnuts coming up against Rodney Boone. And that includes Max Muncy's first Lugnuts plate appearance. Stay tuned.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We met the Lake County Captains starting lineup 1-9 on the top of the first inning. And as the Lugnuts come up to the plate for the first time, bottom of the first, down 5-0. Drew Swift takes a called strike on the inside corner from the southpaw Rodney Boone. It's going to be Swift, Martial, and Muncy against the southpaw. Boone deals. Swift takes it, floating across the outside corner. Nothing and two. Right-handed batter taking on lefty Boone out of San Francisco. Let's it fly up high. One ball, two strikes. Lake County's defense, I'll give to you in just a second. We'll also check in with Adam in just a second for more on Boone. 1-2. Sails outside. Adam, how about this southpaw?
Yeah, Mr. Boone, fastball changeup curve, as you mentioned, from San Francisco, 22-year-old. He was the 8th-round selection last year for the Guardians.
2-2 break even. Swift swings and misses. Boone strikes him out. One up, one gone.
And the numbers this year for Boone after he gets that strikeout, it's his 28th. Opponents batting just 205 against the lefty. ERA just under 4.5, just his 5th start in 20 and a third innings pitched, 10 earned runs, 9 walks, comparable to now 28 Ks.
It takes on the switch hitting Gabriel Maciel. That's from the right side. 5-0 captain's lead. Third baseman Rodriguez is in. The pitch. Maciel takes a called strike on the inside corner. It is Gabriel Rodriguez at third base. Jonathan Rodriguez is in left field. We'll get to him in a second. Milan Tolentino's at short. Bracho at second. Aranjo at first. Maciel fooled by the breaking ball. Went around too far. Strike two. Now, Jonathan Rodriguez in left field. Halpin in center. Planez in right. And the catcher, Mikael Ramirez. Boone's 0-2 pitch. Maciel swings and drives it to left. Jonathan Rodriguez into the shade with room to make the catch. And there is out number two. And now here comes Max Muncy. First plate appearance in the Midwest League for a man just promoted to High A from Single A Stockton. 25th overall pick last year. The lefty tosses. The right-handed batter swings and misses. Strike one. He gets greeted by a frustrating pitcher to face in his Lugnuts debut. Muncy from Thousand Oaks, California. The deal. Swings and misses. Off speed. Strike two.
Well, Max, you didn't think you were coming in and getting two fastballs to start, did you? Because you got the exact opposite. Boone working backwards against the 19-year-old.
It is like Rodney Boone is a mind reader, where he figures out what is the batter expecting. All right, you're not going to get it. Unless you want a fastball, and he'll give you fastballs above the zone all day long. Boone's 0-2 pitch. There's the fastball high, and Muncy takes ball one. The number one shortstop prospect in the Oakland A's organization. Number 4 overall prospect. The pitch. Muncy rips it down the left side into the corner. That's a base hit, one hopping the wall. It hops away from Rodriguez. Max cruises for second as Jonathan Rodriguez gets it in over third. Muncy rushes for third base. Ramirez is though is late, and he hustles himself into third. Welcome to the Midwest League.
Well, there have been some great Lugnuts debuts over the last few years, and that's a pretty darn good one for Max Muncy. The teenager gets behind 0-2, lays off the high fastball, and then rips one down the line, and then heads up play, gets to third. Great work by Max Muncy, and Lansing thinking he will fit in just fine here at the high A level.
And now, Tyler Soderstrom, the number 2 prospect in the system. Swings the first pitch, bounces it right back to Boone. Jogs toward first, Hunter hands it over. Naranjo receives, inning over. And the Lugnuts strand Muncy at third base. One hit, one error, no runs. Onward to the second inning. Lake County 5, the Lugnuts nothing.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the top of the second inning. One inning in, Lake County 5, Lansing nada. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa, the esteemed Zach Burhans, also on hand, looking a little sun-reddened. It's going to turn into a tan at some point, we assume. Lake County's going to have its top of the order coming up. That's Tolentino, Naranjo, and Planez. And they take on the right-hander, Joe Demers, who relieved Stevie Emanuels in the first. Demers kicks and throws. Milan Tolentino swings and misses. Strike one. Emanuels faced eight in the first inning. He recorded two outs. He'll add five runs. And now it's up to his teammates to pick him up and have his back. Demers deals. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Milan Tolentino led off the ball game with a line drive single into left center field. It was just outside the range of Max Muncy to his forehand side. And then Tolentino stole second base. Emanuels got Joe Naranjo on a pop-out. He struck out Alexfri Planez. And so two outs, one man on, but then Halpin a single. Rodriguez a walk. Rodriguez a single. One Jonathan, one Gabriel. And then Aaron Bracho, the three-run homer. That was the big blow. 0-2. Up and inside just to back him away. And with that, very quickly, Lake County had scored five. The native of Boise, Idaho, Joe Demers. Comes set, high, kicks, throws, popped him up on the left side. Third baseman Winkler toward the stands in front of the dugout, a basket catch, and there's one down. Hey, Jack Winkler. Look, bring it in any way you can, and he figured it out. So now Joe Naranjo. Naranjo popped out to Winkler's first time up. Righty deals to lefty. Naranjo takes, ball one outside. For the right-hander, Demers, this is his first time entering in as early as the first inning in a game. Diego Granado earlier this year had relieved in the first. A pitch, swing, and a miss. But we have seen Demers work as the long man throughout this year. Once he's come in the third inning, three times in the fourth, four times in the fifth. And so right now, the Lugnuts are looking for him to be the out collector. Fires a 1-1 to Naranjo. The captain's first baseman takes a ball outside. Third baseman Winkler off his line toward the shortstop hole. Shortstop Muncy a couple of steps up the middle. Demers to the plate. That's outside. And now it's 3-1. Say, Adam. No, you don't have to answer. I know that Adam has his mouth full, but I'll still talk to you nonetheless. The Florida State League today revealed the chalk lines for the pie rule. Swinging a pop-up on the left side. Another chance for Winkler. Sprints toward the Lake County dugout. He gets there for this catch. Backhanding over the railing. And two outs on two foul outs to the Lugnuts third baseman.
Pie Day is March 14th, Jesse.
So you say the Florida State League has other ideas. I was thinking about that because Max Muncy playing up the middle would have been within the pie portion as they've chalked it off that a middle infielder can no longer stand. He's back to his usual shortstop spot. Here's Alexfri Planez. 5-0 Caps. He takes ball one outside.
You're saying he wants no piece of the pie portion.
Yes. It would rather be easy as pie. Ball on pitch from Demers. Clinez pops it foul off to the right and in front of us. As American as apple pie, chalked off at second base. There is a rule change that has come here to the Midwest League for this second half post All-Star break and around the country, and that is second base is closer to the pitcher's mound. The pitch, ground ball pulled foul left side. They brought it in. And so if you come to a Lugnuts game and you say, does it seem like second base is a little tighter to Joe Demers than it was before? Are they trying to cramp his style? Yes, they did bring second base closer. They brought it inside the baseline. So that is something that they're trying out here in High A. You will not see that changed yet in the major leagues. This is all to see what the results are. 1-2 from Demers. Clinez swings and misses. Demers strikes him out, and the side is retired. Clinez is 0-2 with two Ks. Joe Demers works a perfect second inning. 1.5 complete. We'll keep you abreast as the game of baseball continues to change throughout minor league baseball, the minor league season, the different leagues. But Joe Demers stabilizes things. And as we go to the home second, it's the Lugnuts trailing the Captains 5-0.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Five, six, seven here. Jack Winkler, Jared McDonald, Denzel Clark for the bottom of the second. Lugnuts down 5-0. As Winkler takes a called strike from lefty Rodney Boone. Number 5 batter in the order, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Here's the pitch. Winkler swats it up in the air out into center field. Halpin rushes back at the wall. It hits off the top of the wall and it's still in play. Winkler rushes around second. He then stops as Halpin fires it in. Jack Winkler leads off with a double. And he didn't miss a home run by very much. That is Winkler's 8th double this year. And out in center field, that ball rises 400 plus feet away, 20 feet tall. Probably hit it about 17, 18 feet up. And now Jared McDonald. In the first inning, the Lugnuts stranded the Max Muncy double. First pitch, McDonald takes ball one high. On the catcher, Ramirez stumbles back into the home plate umpire, Caleb Martin, who says, I got you. This is a good sign if the Lugnuts are going to make hard contact against Rodney Boone. They were stymied by Boone the first time around. The pitch, McDonald reaches out and skies it into center field, medium depth for Halpin. Halpin makes the catch, and Winkler's not going to try him. The throw comes in strong to shortstop and a fly to center for out number one. Next up, back from Los Angeles, from Hollywood, from La La Land. It's the Pickering, Ontario native, Denzel Clark. Welcome back. First pitch, Denzel swings and misses strike one. Hitting 250 through 14 games, one of two Oakland Athletics representatives in the All-Star Futures game last Saturday. Also in that All-Star Futures game, the former Lake County captain, John Kenzie Noel, got to see him earlier this year for the Caps. The pitch, Clark fouls it up and away to the right side, strike two. And Denzel Clark made a name for himself. He drew a walk, he struck out, and in the final frame of the game in the seventh inning, he made a tremendous catch and collided hard with the right field wall, but held on. A look back to second at Winkler, the pitch. Clark stays away from a high fastball. One ball, two strikes. At second base, Winkler, one man out. Lugnuts trail 5-0 in the home second. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up left side into foul ground. Third baseman Rodriguez in the coach's box makes the catch. Rodney Boone comes back after the Winkler double. Gets McDonald and now Clark. And Winkler's still stuck at second base. Two outs for Aribiel Angeles. One of the Lugnuts' best hitters this month of July. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Floats across the outside corner, strike one called. Anales very patiently watched it the whole way. Rodney Boone gets his sign. Comes set. Delivers. Anales pokes it up into the air and foul up to the right side. And now he's down to the count, nothing and two. Anales overall for the year is hitting 269, 78 games. He has 81 hits, most on the Lugnuts. Time called. Here in the month of July alone, though, A. Rebiel is hitting 348. OPS above 800. Three walks compared to only two strikeouts, two in only 13 games. The pitch. Skied out to right field and shallow. Tough play coming here. Planez rushes in down the line. Slides. Planez makes the catch. A highlight reel snag for Alex Planez. Not only takes a base hit away from Angeles, he takes away the run as Winkler was coming around to score. But Alex Planez into the full foot, feet forward slide toward the infield from the seat of his pants. He took that ball right off the grass. And that'll do it for the second inning. The Lugnuts once again strand a double, leave a runner in scoring position. We go to the third inning. The score remains Lake County 5, the Lugnuts nothing. And Adam Jackson will have the call. That's when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, and welcome back to Jackson Field. At the top of the third, it's 5-0, Lake County leading. Second pitch from Joe Demers. He's inside, 2 balls, no strikes on Petey Halpin. RBI single in that first inning, a 5-run first that knocked out Stevie Emanuels and brought in Joe Demers to get the final out of the inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Tolentino, Halpin, Rodriguez, Bracho, Ramirez all had hits. Jonathan Rodriguez had a walk. 5 runs came in, but a 1-2-3 second for Demers. 2-1, kick back off the netting. 2 balls, 2 strikes from Halpin. So what can Joe Demers do here in the third? Lake County used nearly a half hour of time to get through the top of the first inning to put up those 5 runs. A pitch home. Twisted back, foul out of play. And it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes on Petey Halpin. He's kind of been the Lugnuts killer this year. He's had some big swings against Lansing. Averaged just under 250, couple home runs, and now 22 driven in after that RBI single. He twisted the other way in the first. The pitch, fouled, third base side. Winkler giving chase into the shadows. And it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes on Halpin. Jonathan Rodriguez, Gabriel Rodriguez, the other two that'll join Halpin in this third inning. Lake County looking for a 6th straight victory. Coming in for 3 against the Nuts this weekend. The pitch home. Lifted out to left field. To his left, Josh Juan right. Sunglasses on, stops, and makes the catch. One down in the third. Well, this is really good stuff from Demers and exactly what Lansing needs. You lose your starter in that first inning, and then you need someone to come in and work those middle relief innings, and Demers so far has done that. 5 straight set down coming out of the pen with a strikeout. Now he faces Jonathan Rodriguez. Ready on ready, the pitch. Hard hit, that's through for a base hit right side of the diamonds. Tyler Soderstrom, Drew Swift didn't even move, just punched the other way. And Rodriguez is on for a second time. Sixteenth meeting this year between the Nuts and the Captains. It's been pretty even between these two, but Lake County the edge, 8-7. In the win-loss column. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Gabriel Rodriguez. Lansing, though, riding some momentum. They won 3 of the last 4, remember, to earn the series split early on to begin the second half of play. The 0-1 pitch, that's up and tight. 1-1 on Rodriguez. Lee County has had some high-scoring affairs, though. 14 runs against the Nuts. They put 8 runs up. 7 runs. The pitch, that's in there. Strike two. Tonight, they're up 5-0 in the third, and they're spoiling Marvel Superhero Day in these great Black Panther uniforms that the Lugnuts wearing tonight in front of this Jackson Field crowd. Shrug from Demers in the 1-2 pitch home. Swinging its rope down the third base side, and that is just tucked in fair as it bounds down the left field line. Wright trying to dig it up. Into third comes Rodriguez. Gabriel Rodriguez replaces him over at second base. And they're at second and third with one out in this third inning. So first two hits coming against Demers by the two Rodriguez men in the 5-6 hole, and now Aaron Bracho coming to the plate. So Bracho digs in from the left side. Infield now drawn in for the Nuts. Braccio had the homer in the first. That pitch outside, ball one. Sixth home run this year for Aaron Braccio. Switch hitting, 5'11", 175-pounder from Venezuela. Time called by home plate umpire Caleb Martin. One of the bullpen members down there for the Captains was a step inside the fair territory line. Comes the 1-0 pitch. That's lifted foul. And it's one ball, one strike on Braccio. Demers comes set on the hill, second and third with the infield in and one out in this third inning. The pitch home. That's fouled away. Everything twisting to that left side. One ball, two strikes. Some great opportunities for fans and nearly one going awry there as a fan leaned over the railing and nearly tumbled in front of him, but got some help from another individual to keep him propelled upright. 1-2 pitch on Braccio. Inside and maybe a touch high. Two balls, two strikes. The fans enthused as they have been all year long. Braccio, the buddy's K-man, and they can taste it. He's got two strikes on him. One more, and a section gets free Buddy's Pizza. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a bouncing ball. One hopped into the glove of Swift. Looks back the runner, Rodriguez, at third. Double clutches, throws to first to Soderstrom. They get the out. Runners hold. Two away in this third inning.
Adam, I don't know what I think about that decision by Drew Swift. Gabriel Rodriguez broke for third base with Jonathan Rodriguez staying at third. So I know that he got the sure out, but I think that if I'm Drew, I run right across the diamond. I get Gabriel Rodriguez into a rundown, and instead of second and third two out, you have first and third and two out.
And maybe a chance for a double play, right?
That's right.
Michael Rodriguez, Ramirez, stands in the pitch. That's in there. Strike one with slider away. A couple of Rodriguez's, a Ramirez. All the same here in this third inning. 5-0 lead for the Captains. Certainly can't afford to give them any more. Demers trying to hold runners at second and third with two away. The pitch home. That's in there, bottom of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Lugnuts back to their regular alignment defensively in the infield with only an out to be had in this third inning. Captains, those five runs on seven hits and an error. Lansing, no runs, two hits, no errors tonight. Demers ahead 0-2. The pitch. Swinging a high bouncer towards third. Winkler backs up, waits on it. Now throws to first low, and Soderstrom didn't see it. It gets under his glove. Two runs come in to score. It's 7-0 as Ramirez reaches first base safely.
This is that time of the day when the sun sets in the first baseman's eyes. And so that throw purposefully bounced over, trying to make it easier for Tyler Soderstrom. That's still a very difficult chance.
Yeah, it didn't have much bounce to it. And unfortunately, what would have gotten Lansing out of the half inning, now tack on two more runs. And the Nuts commit an error, which is something they have not done much recently, but it's a big one as Don Schulze comes out there to gather up the infield. Now, Lansing had only committed 5 errors in their last 17 games, including 13 errorless games in that stretch. And again, that one really not their fault. The sun is something that has been demonic to teams in the many historic days of Jackson Field and Oldsmobile Park and Cooley Law School Stadium, whatever the name. That sun always sets on the same side, and it is always difficult for the first baseman to see. So we've seen it a few times this year where the Lugnuts hop that ball across the diamond to try and take away from looking into the sun and instead look down. But that ball had a little bit too much pace, didn't have enough hop, and Soderstrom just didn't see it. Here's Connor Cox with two outs. First pitch, shallow fly. Might not leave the infield. It doesn't. Behind second to the right. Swift over to his right makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So the error committed gives two runs to the captains. They're in front by a touchdown as we head to the bottom of the third. 7-0 Lake County.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch of the bottom of the third inning goes high and outside to Joshua Wright. It's 7-0, captains in front as Rodney Boone, the lefty, back out there. High kick and throw. Lifted out to left center field. Backing up is Halpin. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall. He's out of room. It's over his head and off the wall. Joshua Wright sprinting around second. Rodriguez over there fires in late. It's a triple to center field for Joshua Wright to open up the third inning. The ball's got some carry tonight. 12-mile-per-hour winds blowing out to center field. And Wright and a couple others have lifted some deep shots. So Lansing now with two doubles and a triple as they look to get their first run of the game. Jack Winkler nearly had a triple as he hit one out there to lead off the second. The pitch. That's in there, strike one against Drew Swift. Boy, it seemed like Lansing has been very aggressive on first pitches tonight. Coming right after Rodney Boone. The pitch home. Swift twists one down, bouncing third base side. Not fielded cleanly by Rodriguez, picked up by shortstop Tolentino. He has no throw. Wright comes in to score. Swift goes to first, and the Nuts are on the board, trailing 7-1 in the third. Some tricky hops over at third base. Jack Winkler didn't pick one up cleanly over there. And now the same thing for Gabriel Rodriguez as he was waiting on it and just didn't field it cleanly, and then it bounced away from him.
The satisfying thing for the Lugnuts is finally they cashed in one of those extra base hits.
First pitch to Gabriel Maciel is up high, ball one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Lugnuts got to get something back after they've had a few big swings, especially after the big five-run first inning. Lake County cashed in with the three-run shot from Aaron Braccio. 7-1 now. Next pitch up high. Two balls, no strikes, and a couple pitches too tall for Gabriel Maciel, the 5'8", 180-pound, 23-year-old from Brazil. Ankle guard and that bright red on the front left foot. Next pitch stays up high, and it's three straight balls to Maciel. Wait for the ruling. They're going to go error on Gabriel Rodriguez. So that's the second tonight against the Captains. They've been pretty clean defensively. The pitch, that's up high. So a four-pitch walk to Maciel, and there are two on now. With nobody out, the first three have reached in this third inning. Captains with errors 73 and 74. Just to give you a frame of reference, Lansing sitting with 69 after they picked up an error tonight. And now here comes Max Muncy for a second time. Got behind 0-2 in his first at bat and then doubled down the left field side in his opening AB in the Midwest League. The pitch, that's outside, ball one. Max Muncy making his way up from Stockton, wearing number four. Number four prospect in the A's organization. And he gets to hit in front of the number two prospect in the A's organization, Tyler Soderstrom. Quick visit on the mound out there for Michael Rodriguez as he checks in with Rodney Boone along with Milan Tolentino, the shortstop. Muncy out of Thousand Oaks, California High School. First and second, nobody out for the right-hander. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. This guy can draw some walks as well. He had 51 base on balls earlier this year in Stockton. Made his debut last year with 11 games. The pitch, big swing and a miss. He was going after that 2-0 pitch, and it was low and inside. How about 16 home runs, 16 doubles, and 51 driven in for Max down in Stockton earlier this year. The pitch, lifted out to left center field, belts it towards the wall, and that ball's off the Miller Lite side. Drew Swift is in to score. Around to third goes Maciel, and there's the first run batted in for Max Muncy. Back-to-back doubles to open up his Lugnuts campaign. Seven to two, Captains lead, as the Lugnuts have now had the first four reach in this third inning.
Adam, on first blush, that looked like a hanging breaking ball, and he crushed it. That's to the big part of the ball yard, too.
I don't know, Jesse. The 19-year-old seems pretty seasoned to me.
Two plate appearances in. Good stuff, good stuff.
He's probably thinking if that wall isn't 20 feet tall out in center field, as so was Josh Wainwright and Jack Winkler, that's a home run. Instead, it draws a mound visit from the Captains. A triple from Wright. An error as Swift reaches and Wright scores. A four-pitch walk to Maciel. And then Max Muncy on a 2-1 hanger banged it out to left center for his second double tonight. And they're at second and third with still nobody out. This has turned into a wild one. Lansing answers the two runs. Imagine if they get the out at first base, and this is a three-run game with the tying run coming to the plate right now. But with the way Lansing is swinging it, they certainly don't feel out of this game. Playing like a heroic squad on Marvel's Superhero Day. Here comes Tyler Soderstrom. He's been heroic a few times this year. The pitch, in there, strike one. How about 16 home runs, 61 driven in for the lefty. He bounced out the first pitch he saw in his opening at bat. Back to Rodney Boone. Takes that pitch there. Second pitch. Hammered to right field. Skied and gone for a home run. Bouncing away across the street. Number 17 for Soderstrom. And the Nuts are right back in this one. Oh my goodness.
Adam, there's a car parked out there because there's a parking lot that folks might park and then walk across Lark Street to come to a Lugnuts game. They would never, ever think that a baseball would visit that parking lot. And that's where Soderstrom just parked that home run.
7-5 now our score, and Jack Winkler takes the pitch inside. Well, we talked about how exciting this lineup looks with the last two first-round picks for the A's in it. The pitch lifted out to center field. Halpin sizing it up, coming in, steps from the shade into the sun. And there finally is the first out of this third inning as it comes five batters in. Six batters in, rather. The first five reach in this one. So the 2021 first rounder doubles, and the 2020 first rounder says, look what I can do. A towering shot to right. It's 7-5 Lake County as Lansing has now answered with five straight. First pitch breaking ball up and outside to Jared McDonald. Base is now clear. The pitch. That's kicked back off the netting. One ball, one strike. You talk about majestic home runs. That one would certainly fit in the majestic museum from Tyler Soderstrom. It was launched. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Jared McDonald.
I love it when it makes a right fielder lazy. Right? When Alex Freeplanez goes, why move? There's no point.
No chance to go get that one. As it bounded its way across Larch. The pitch. Breaking ball inside. Two balls, two strikes. You know a guy that knows a thing or two or three about hitting home runs? This man, Jared McDonald. Three of his eight home runs came in the same game the last time the Nuts and the Captains faced each other out at Classic Park. 2-2. Swinging a bouncing ball, third base side, hopping along the line, just foul down to the third base bag where Gabriel Rodriguez picked it up. First ever three home run game for Jared McDonald. He got it at Classic Park the last time these two teams got together when Lansing won three of the last four. And look at the way they've swung themselves back into this game. A five-run third inning. This game is tied, if not for the sunball error in the top of this third inning. And we're still sitting in the third inning. Long way to go. Here's the pitch. Inside corner called, strike three. Good pitch right there from Boone. He's got back-to-back outs after the first five reached safely. Just the second strikeout for Boone and the first since the opening batter of the game in Drew Swift. At Tyler Soderstrom, ball stop bouncing here in Lansing, Jesse. I'm still very curious. Here's Denzel Clark. First pitch fastball, strike one.
I was looking for a parking spot, and the first three were taken, so I think it's moved on.
Yeah, it didn't do much parking. The 0-1 is a bouncing ball, and that is foul, third base side. Going to cause a parking lot accident with how active it is over there, off its way to Paramount Coffee's parking lot. An unreal shot from Soderstrom. The 0-2 up high, a ball and two strikes. 444 feet for Tyler Soderstrom, 17th. The 1-2. Breaking ball down low. Two balls, two strikes. 104 miles per hour off the bat. Incredible stuff from Tyler Soderstrom, who's been doing some great things all year long. 2-2. In on the hands, that cute foul from Denzel Clark. Two outs, bases clear, 7-5 Nuts trailing. We're in the fourth. We're getting to the fourth, rather. We're still in the third inning, over an hour into this one. A lot of offense. And two five-run half innings by each team. The pitch. That's up high. Three balls, two strikes. You don't see many five-run half innings in a game, let alone one team get one and then another team get one just two innings later. Baseball. The 3-2. That's down low, ball four, and Denzel Clark is aboard. And this inning continues as Lansing does what Lake County did in the first and brings all nine batters to the plate in this frame. Here comes Eurybio Angeles. So Angeles, who's been swinging one of the hottest sticks for the Nuts, steps in. Got robbed of a base hit in his first attempt. Swing and bounces one foul. Third base side. In this half inning, a triple, an error, a walk, an RBI double, a three-run homer, two outs, and then the walk to Clark. The pitch. This is hammered over the lunging glove of Rodriguez. Third base side, it's fair and headed to the wall. Clark is rounding third. He's coming in to score. Angeles into second. It's a one-run game in the third. A sixth spot in the third for the Nuts. Sixteenth double this year for Angeles, and he bats in his 27th, and it's 7-6. A wild one brewing tonight in Lansing. My goodness. And the infield drawn in, and that is going to do it for Rodney Boone. Jan Rivera, the bench coach, out there to take the baseball from him. And in will come the new man on the mound as a rudely greeted Rodney Boone exits after he threw scoreless seven innings the last time against the Nuts. Not quite the same tonight as he doesn't make it through three. The Lugnuts put up six in this third inning and now have the tying run in scoring position. They will try and keep things rolling along here. What a third inning for Lansing. So it looks like we'll get Brian Eichhorn that will come in here. So the right-hander stepping in, he will face Josh Von Wright, who led off this inning with a triple. And Lansing tries to keep this thing going with six runs here in this third inning after trailing 7-0. Fans came out. You get four extra days of rest before Lugnuts baseball continues, and game number 88 has been a doozy so far. Lugnuts in those Black Panther uniforms. The crowd is into it. It's a beautiful night for baseball. High 80s. Sun is shining. And that wind blowing out towards center field and right field has helped a couple of long swings from the Nuts as they face the righty who makes his debut here for Lake County. And he will get Josh Von Wright. All four hits in this third inning have been extra base hits. Two doubles, a triple, and a three-run homer. And now Eurybio Angeles is the tying run at second base. 7-6 Captains. The pitch. Twisting breaking ball that just misses inside. May have been a touch high as well on the short 5'6", 21-year-old Josh Von Wright. Righty on righty. Eichhorn's pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one. Eichhorn out of Richmond Hill, Georgia. Set from the stretch. And the third pitch. Breaking ball again, and he misses too tall. Two balls and a strike. Josh Von Wright, another favorable count here for the Nuts. Crowd buzzing, they'd love another one. And Lansing tied the score here, all back in the third inning. Here's the pitch. There's the fastball, shoots in on the outer part of the plate, and it's two balls, two strikes. Josh Von has driven in 13 this year. Average just up a tick over 250. Sizable lead for Angeles at second. Here's the pitch. Angeles off to third. That pitch is in there, knee high, called strike three. And that's going to do it for Josh Von Wright and the Nuts. But they have a huge third inning. They score 6 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks and bring 10 to the plate and get a mammoth 3-run shot from Tyler Soderstrom, his 17th this year. Lansing back in the game, down 7-6 as we head to the fourth.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A brand new game as we bring it to the fourth inning. Lansing now trailing Lake County 7-6 after Lake County scored 5 in the first and 2 in the top of the third. Lansing gets 6 back in the bottom of the third. Now Milan Tolentino steps in and takes a first pitch, strike 1. New pitcher into the game for the Nuts, and it's Daniel Martinez that comes in. Martinez kicks and throws. First two pitches in there for strikes. 0-2 on Tolentino, who's 1-for-2 tonight. What a third inning by Lansing just to get back into this one. 0-2 pitch. This is shot the other way, and it's a base hit. And Tolentino down, no balls, 2 strikes, goes the other way, and now he turns it into 2, and the tag doesn't come from Swift after the ball got away from his mitt. He tried to swipe it there on the bounce in from right. And Tolentino legs out a double after it looked like Martinez was off to a good start in this fourth inning. Up, no balls, 2 strikes. Good hustle out of the box from Tolentino. Here's Joe Nerano. The pitch home. This one twisted back foul and headed into the seats. Look out. So Lake County trying to come right back against the Nuts after they gather 6 in that third inning. Martinez set from the stretch and the pitch home. That's in there on the outside corner. He's ahead. No balls, 2 strikes on Naranjo. Daniel Martinez taking over for Joe Demers after he cleaned up for Stevie Emanuels. So third pitcher into the game already in this fourth inning. Next pitch, that's down low. 1-2. Lugnuts certainly don't want to give up any more runs, though, after they get 6 back. Demers goes 2 1/3. Gives up 2 hits, 2 runs, both of which were unearned with a strikeout and no walks. 1-2 pitch instead is a turnaround from Martinez. Daniel Martinez coming out of the pen. ERA is up over 8 this year through 24 appearances. The pitch home. Check swing, he went around, and that's a strikeout of Naranjo. Nice pitch out of the zone, and Martinez entices him for his first K. That keeps Tolentino put there at second base. Martinez, 29 and two-thirds innings this year. He's given up 29 earned runs, 9 homers, 23 strikeouts, and 21 walks. Make it 24 after that punch out there. Trying to keep this a one-run game. 7-6 captains. The pitch. Planez takes it down low, ball one. Alexfri Planez, 2 strikeouts tonight. 2 of the 3 Ks for the captains. Martinez grips that baseball behind his backside. Now comes set from the belt. Looks at the runner at second and throws. Hammered down the third base side. That ball is yanked foul. That had number 13 written all over it for Alexfri Planez, but he was just a touch out in front of it. Thank goodness for the nuts. That's the difference of this becoming a 3-run game rather than a 1-run game. 1 ball and 1 strike on the righty. Shade continues to cover more and more of the diamond as the night presses on. There goes Tolentino. Here's a bouncing ball, foul, third base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Tolentino back to second. Already stole a bag earlier in this game in the first. The shade is now covering pretty much all of left field and the majority of center until you get to the shallow part of center and to the back of second base where Drew Swift is. And then behind the mound on the right side of the diamond and over at first base. 1-2 pitch. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And you've got little striping sections in right field where it goes sun, shade, and Maciel conveniently standing a step into the shade to stay out of the sun out there in deep right. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a kicked ball foul from Planez. He stayed alive on the breaking ball. And it remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Big deep breath from Martinez as he's looking to get one more out here. Keep that runner at second base. 2 ball, 2 strike pitch. Here it is. Lifted to shallow left. Backing up is the shortstop, Muncy. And he comes to step in, makes the catch in shallow left field for the second out. So there you go. Leadoff double, and now strikeout, weak pop out. And it's up to guess who? Petey Halpin. The Lugnuts terror this year. Helping an RBI single in his first at bat to drive in his 22nd run this year. Bats with another runner in scoring position. Milan Tolentino, the first man that he brought in. This pitch twisted foul, third base side, strike one. 7-6 in the top of the fourth. Captains in front. 7 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors for Lake County. 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error for Lansing. Did you miss baseball here in Michigan State Capitol? Getting your fill tonight. Here's the pitch. That's low and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. I mean, we had to wait Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We missed a thirsty Thursday. Labatt Blue thirsty Thursday. But boy, the crowd is packed in to make up for it tonight. They're enjoying all the beverages and food. 1-1. That's low and outside. 2 balls and a strike. In between that, though, we got the All-Star game. We, of course, got to check out the Futures game, which Denzel Clark and Shea Langeliers start in over the weekend. The Home Run Derby. All sorts of festivities this week out in Los Angeles. The 2-1. That's twisted back foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Petey Halpin. Lansing playing in game number 88 this year and game number 22 in the second half as they look to make a playoff push. Looking for their 10th victory in the second half, coming in at 9-12. Martinez's pitch. Low. And a pesky at bat here from Halpin. Staying away from pitches out of the zone. He's worked it full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Helping the 6-foot, 185-pounder from San Mateo, California. Third-round draft pick in 2020 The pitch. Swinging. It's twisting at Drew Swift, and he makes the catch. Halpin didn't get all of it as it jammed him, and that's how Daniel Martinez gets out of the fourth. A leadoff double, then a strikeout, a flyout, and a lineout, and we go to the home half of the fourth. Captains in front by a run, 7-6.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Lansing and Lake County in a doozy tonight. In the bottom of the fourth, the Lugnuts will have an opportunity to perhaps tie or take the lead. I'm not sure we thought that that was going to be said this early on in the game, but that's what happens when you get a six-run third inning where you bring 10 batters to the plate, score six runs on four hits, and all of those hits are extra base hits. And now we go back to the top of the order for Drew Swift. They face the right-hander, Brian Eichhorn. So Drew Swift tonight, 0-for-2, strikeout, but did reach on an error the second time. Open stance from the right side for the former Arizona State Sun Devil. The pitch, bouncing ball right down the line, foul though, and it's strike one on Drew Swift. Big part of the Lugnuts offense has been Swift getting on base, leading off, and then finding a way to swipe second and get in scoring position for the bigger bats that now include the youngster Max Muncy, Tyler Soderstrom, of course, Jack Winkler. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, one strike. Lansing, at the beginning of this season, really had struggled in stolen bases. I mean, they just weren't attempting them, and then Drew Swift has completely changed that over the last couple of months. The pitch off the end of the bat, over towards second, gobbled up by Braccio, but then it gets between his legs and goes out to second base, ate him up. Looked like a routine play. It wasn't hopping very fast, but that's the third error tonight on the Captains, and the second when Drew Swift has put it in play. So now an opportunity for Drew Swift, potentially, to get another steal. 18-for-20 this year for Drew Swift in stolen base attempts. And he is now the tying run, Lansing down 7-6 in the fourth. Here's the switch hitting Gabriel Maceo. Eichhorn's pitch, twisted back, and that heads for the seats to our left. And a great grab. Some hype men down there. You make a catch and the fans rally around you here at Jackson Field. You feel like a family here. The Jackson family. The pitch. This is twisted back. No balls, two strikes.
A lot more than five.
Yeah, 500 times two. Times maybe three or four.
Keep it
times
going.
Five. Just keep on rolling.
It's as easy as ABC. As easy as 1, 2, 3.
Times many more than 1, 2, 3. Throwback to first to check on Drew Swift. A great environment tonight. We've got friends from afar in our booth, from the east side, the west side. Jeff Roberts, Zach Burhans greeting us up here in the booth.
The central side.
Some good dudes. Some talented dudes. The pitch, swing and a miss. Maciel chased one up and out. That was a talented pitch right there from the right-hander.
Yeah, you'll rarely see Maciel that late.
Second strikeout for Eichhorn and the first out in this fourth inning. And now here comes Max Muncy, who's dazzled in his Lugnuts debut. Two doubles for the kid. The 19-year-old comes up for a third time. And the pitch? That's down low, ball one. Muncy got behind, no balls, two strikes on Rodney Boone. Took a high fastball and then launched a double to left. He was up 2-1 in his second at bat and launched a ball to center off the wall and doubled in his first run. What does he have in store for his third AB? The pitch popped up back into the seats towards the lower bowl. Look out. And that one finds its way to the concrete. One ball, one strike on Muncy. I'd say he's about due for his first Lugnuts home run, right? At the pace he's going. Two doubles in his first two at-bats.
He's hit the ball to the wrong part of the ballpark.
Now he'll learn the dimensions here at Jackson Field. The pitch, check swing, tapper, first base side. One ball, two strikes. I mean, take it easy, Jesse. It's his first game.
Seems to me that he should get acquainted with home run hill in left. That might become one of his favorite spots, but he does have power to all fields. I was watching his highlights in Stockton, and he loved to go deep to straightaway center.
Got to protect here, down 1-2. The pitch, that's launched back and out of play. And one ball, two strikes remains the count on Max Muncy. Where's number four? No relation to the former Oakland Athletic, Max Muncy, and current Los Angeles Dodger. But there is some correlation. They share a birthday, those two. The 1-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Got him. That's a great pitch from Eichhorn. And that's his third strikeout and second straight. There's two away in this fourth inning. And now it's Tyler Soderstrom's turn after he homered in his last at-bat. 7-6 Lake County leading. In the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field. The right-hander set from the stretch. Drew Swift still at first base. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike one. Fort Wayne last week, we saw it numerous times. Even with the strength of Soderstrom, Phil Pohl elected to send Drew Swift in Soderstrom at bats to get him at second base. Could we see it again here? The 0-1. Swift fakes at it. The pitch comes inside, up on Soderstrom. One ball, one strike to the A's number two rated prospect behind Shea Langeliers. The catcher up with the Las Vegas Aviators, who had a MVP performance in the Futures All-Star game on Saturday. Joining Denzel Clark, here's a throw back to first. And the throw was wide of the bag. Otherwise, Swift flinched for a moment. And it may have been a close play if that ball is accurate to Naranjo. Because the ball was down the line at first, Naranjo had to find it first in the sun and then turn around and see where Swift was. And Drew, by that point, got back in. The 1-1. There goes Swift. Pitches down low. The throw down to second is off the foot of Swift. He pops up with his 19th stolen base this year. And Drew Swift now in scoring position, the tying run at second base.
It was a kick save. In terms of Drew Swift saving his stolen base attempt right off the foot as he went in feet first to second base.
And a beauty, right?
Yeah, I'd say so, with a cloud of dust.
So now Drew Swift at second base. Soderstrom just had the three-run homer to drive in 62, 63, and 64 with the RBIs this year. A chance for one more. The pitch, that's up high. And it's 3-1 on Soderstrom. Jack Winkler waits on deck. He's 1-for-2 tonight. and some big swings, but not any big swings yet against Eichhorn since he took over for Rodney Boone. The pitch home. A little bit outside, ball four. And Soderstrom is on for a second time, and it will be Jack Winkler. They're at first and second now with two outs. So Jack Winkler will get the opportunity to potentially give Lansing the lead or at least tie the score here in this fourth inning. Maybe the video board prophetically telling us what's about to happen is Captain America. The icon up there for Winkler. The pitch. That's inside. Ball one. Can Jack Winkler play hero in this at bat? Great speed with Swift at second. Soderstrom over at first. Two outs. Lugnuts down by one. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Eichhorn comes set. And the pitch home. Swing and this is twisting. Right field side, but hanging up for Planez. And last second reaches up as he takes his step back and casually brings in that twisting, lining fly ball. And that tosses the ball up to the kids there on the berm in right field. Lansing leaves two stranded after the error and walk to Soderstrom. We head to the fifth, 7-6 Lake County. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with a play-by-play after this.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Starting pitcher got knocked out early today for the Lansing Lugnuts in the first inning. And that meant that some avenging was in order, apparently, on this Marvel superhero day. What was once a 7-0 Lake County lead is now 7-6. Open up the fifth inning, and the right-hander Daniel Martinez back to work. Deals to Jonathan Rodriguez. Inside ball one. Rodriguez, and Bracho. It could be a law firm. Jonathan Rodriguez has walked, he's singled, he'd scored two runs. Martinez throws. A curveball on the inside corner. At a called strike. The count is 1-1. Boy, 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for the captains. 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Nuts. The pitch. Swinging a high fly, pounded to left center. That ball is off the brick, off the second floor of the outfield lofts, and gone. Jonathan Rodriguez takes Daniel Martinez way out, and Lake County leads 8-6. Rodriguez with a round trip tour for the 11th time this year, and you're doing something when you hit it off the balcony.
Yeah, that was, wow.
Adam, you've been up to the second floor, but usually you take the elevator, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, Daniel Martinez serves up his 10th home run of the year, and now pitches to Gabriel Rodriguez. A called strike on the outside corner.
I don't think I've ever taken the launched out of a cannon from home plate approach, but maybe someday.
Shoo. Jonathan Rodriguez has now reached and scored all three plate appearances. Gabriel Rodriguez takes up and inside, backed him away. He has RBI singled and doubled, and he has scored twice. The Rodriguezes have been very difficult on Lugnut's pitchers so far. 8-6 captains, the deal. A curveball is lined over short, a base hit in the left field. Josh Wainwright fields and gets it in. Gabriel Rodriguez is on for a third consecutive time. He is 3-for-3. And now the batter is Aaron Bracho. And in the Lansing pen, the right-hander warming up is Shohei Tomioka. Out to the mound comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Adam, this was something that I was wondering about. So the last time that either of these two teams played, it was Sunday. And so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at the very least 4 days rest. For a lot more of these pitchers, 5, 6, 7 days rest. And so you don't want to begin by using your entire bullpen. But right now you do. If you're Phil Poland, Don Schulze, you do want to get all of your pitchers into a game following the All-Star break. So there's a silver lining in a game in which Lake County is crushing the baseball.
And you could have totally just gone with a bullpen day. Everybody pitches an inning and get everybody out there. And especially, obviously, after Stevie Emanuel struggled in that first inning, it winds up being a bullpen day, but not the worst thing in the world after you had all week off.
Now Aaron Bracho swings and misses, strike one. Bracho is homered. He's grounded out to second. At his home run, just like Tyler Soderstrom's home run, went over 440 feet. At 0-1 to the Buddy's Pizza K-Man. Bounced in from Martinez and blocked by Jared McDonald. I mean, Adam, we have seen some long balls today. Emphasis on the long. 1-1 pitch. Runner takes off. It's lined over first. That's a base hit into the right field corner. Gabriel Rodriguez races around third base. It's picked up by Maciel. Rodriguez scores. All the while, Bracho is scooted into second with the RBI double. And the lead has grown to 9-6 Lake County. This fifth inning has opened up home run, single, double against Daniel Martinez.
Well, if they're going to open a law firm, I think they'd be pretty successful.
I mean, when the Lugnuts did some damage, they've gotten some payback. It's funny because Adam knows. He says something great, and he knows immediately I'm thinking, all right, what can we do? Can I work a peel into this? Is there a cross-examination?
I was waiting for it.
The damages. And we get right into it. Mikhail Ramirez takes a called strike on the outside corner. Now, the current name for the Lugnuts home field is Jackson Field. Jackson Field taking over for, it was Cooley Law School Stadium, starting 2010 all the way up to last year. 0-1. Up and inside, and that backs down Aaron Bracho. And I remember with the law school part, could it be the courtyard and what law school puns could we make? Although Adam wanted to call it the cooler, if I remember correctly.
The garage.
The garage, that's right. Which still works for Jackson Field. A 1-1 is under the hands, under the arms, inside. Right now, Jackson Field is resembling what the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium nickname was, which was the launching pad. There's been some big-time exit velocity. Martinez deals a 2-1 after the check on Bracho. Misses inside again, and it's 3 balls and a strike.
It's almost like we're playing out in East Lake, Ohio.
Yeah.
A classic park, a classic bandbox out there, and balls just fly out of the yard, and we've seen a couple hammered out tonight, few of them And a couple others that have been launched out to deep parts of the outfield, too.
Ramirez takes ball four, low and away. And there's the fourth consecutive batter to reach base, opening up this fifth inning. So Ramirez on the base on balls down to first. Bracho's on at second. Here comes the number nine batter, Connor Cox. But at first, Lugnuts manager Phil Pohl is headed out there. And we're going to see a pitching change right here. Top of the fifth inning, two on and nobody out, with the Lansing Lugnuts trailing the Lake County Captains 9-6. With the pitching change on the field, Adam, I wanted to discuss the 2022 Major League Draft with you. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I've got some time.
So the draft started up, and Adam and I on Sunday, the Lugnuts were in Fort Wayne at Parkview Field. And Adam, I remember you lamenting that we really couldn't break down the draft in real time because the Lugnuts Tin Caps game was over and then the draft began. But now we do have that time to talk about the 2022 first year player draft. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday, the first two rounds and the compensatory rounds. And then on Monday, the third round through the 10th round. And on Tuesday, the draft finished up, 11th round through the 20th round. 21 players selected by the Lugnuts parent club, the Oakland Athletics. And we begin with the first rounder, Daniel Susak, all the way right on through their 20th rounder, a true pick. True story, it was Derek True. And all sorts of guys in between, including a pitcher named Blaze. Really fun draft to discuss. Where do you want to start?
I mean, let's start at the top, right? I think it was, we're hearing rumblings of, you know, maybe an outfield prospect. Maybe they go pitching to build some depth. And, Jesse, I certainly don't think that we assumed it was going to be catcher. I mean, in that position, you expect to go best available. But with the depth that the A's have at the catching position, they just bolstered it even more with their first overall pick here in 2022.
Daniel Susak, a player who is the Bloodlines, his older brother, major league catcher. And the fun thing that immediately jumped out to me as I was reading all of the updates was Daniel Susak, great friends with the Lugnuts catcher slash today first baseman Tyler Soderstrom since they were 12.
I mean, Soderstrom's done all right here, and those guys, a lot of talent down in the California area, and a lot of talent that is already in this system in the Pac-12. Go get another guy from the University of Arizona. We'll see how he does.
New man on the mound, Shohei Tomioka deals. Outside ball one to Connor Cox. Number nine batter for Lake County. Right-hander against right-hander. Bracho at second, Ramirez at first. Two runs in for the Caps, and they lead the Lugnuts 9-6 in the top of the fifth inning. A ball one offering from Tomioka. There's a called strike by home plate umpire Caleb Martin. Fastball.
And Jesse, for Tomioka, real quick, ERA just under 10. This is his 10th appearance and just the third time, or he started a couple of games this year. 21 earned runs, 16 strikeouts, 10 walks for the righty out of Japan.
Curveball bounces down and away. Good take by Cox. Good block by McDonald. Two balls, one strike. So Tomioka on. The Lugnuts' fourth pitcher to be used so far. Stevie Emanuel's two-thirds of an inning. Joe Demir's then two and a third. Daniel Martinez then went an inning plus. Recorded all three outs in the fourth. Faced four batters, no outs here in the fifth. And Tomioka, 2-1. On its way. High fly out to left field. Josh Wainwright approaches the track. He's got room, and he makes the catch. Bracho to second. Ramirez back to first. Tomioka records at number one. Top of the order, time in Milan Tolentino. Well, looking at that Oakland Athletics draft, so the first pick that they made was Daniel Susak, and that adds to the A's great catcher, talented depth pool when you look at the system. Shea Langeliers in AAA, the All-Star Futures Game MVP. Kyle McCann ripping it up in AA, and we also know William Simonite very well. Here with the Lugnuts, Tyler Soderstrom, along with Jared McDonald, today's starter, Matt Cross. And then CJ Rodriguez, Shane McGuire, and Stockton. Breaking ball down and away to Milan Tolentino, ball one. A position, Adam, that the A's knew that they wanted to improve the depth of in the system was outfielder. And then they focused on outfield with their next three picks after Susak. Ball one offering. just a little up and in. Two balls, no strikes. They got the high boomer bust prospect, big five-tool potential in the high schooler, Henry Bolte, B-O-L-T-E. And then a Michigan Wolverine named Clark Elliott,
who has had some big swings here at Jackson Field.
Tolentino takes the ball inside, and now it's 3-0.
Oh, it's pretty cool to see his highlight reel. He had that three-homer game against Michigan State when you and I were out in West Michigan watching the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps, and here Michigan State played, and he went off in that game.
Ball four, low and in. Four-pitch walk for Tolentino. Bases loaded with captains. Tolentino to first, Ramirez to second, Bracho to third, and the batter will be Joe Naranjo. Captains 9, Lugnut 6 in the fifth inning.
We confirm, too, that was a Rich Sparks guy as well?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he's been dynamite. The Michigan scout, that is the state of Michigan scout, the Midwest area, and he's helped bring guys like Jeff Criswell, Jack Weisenberger. I mean, some great additions. And now here we are with the newest man, Clark Elliott.
Base is loaded, one gone. Joe Naranjo takes inside ball one. Tomioka's just not finding his spots right now. Well, back to Clark Elliott. It was fun for me, Adam, when they announced his name. The A's have drafted Clark Elliott, University of Michigan outfielder, and then they showed the highlights, and all of the highlights were here. The pitch. Tomioka misses again. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes on Naranjo. 0 for 3 with a pop-out, foul-out, and a strikeout. So Elliott and then a third-straight outfielder in Colby Thomas out of Mercer. Tomioka does hit the corner for a called strike. 2-1 on Naranjo.
That's a great baseball conference down there, the Southern Conference. Mercer, excellent squad. And I mean, you said it. You needed some outfield depth. They went right after it to open with four straight position players and three outfielders.
On the 2-1, fouled off to the right side. Thomas, just in reading the reports about him, big power. I think about a Denzel Clark on the Lugnuts, where every time the ball leaves his bat, when he hits it hard, you know that it's going to be over 100 miles an hour. And Thomas is the same guy. He hits it hard. So three straight outfielders and then into two pitchers. Jacob Waters was their fourth rounder from West Virginia, throws hard. The pitch. Bouncer over the pitcher. Shortstop Muncy grabs, steps on second, throws to first. He got the double play. And just like that, the Lugnuts are out of the jam. Lake County scores 2 in the fifth inning on 3 hits, 2 walks, 3, I should say 2, left stranded. And we're halfway to the house from Jackson Field. It is the Lugnuts trailing the Captains. The score, Lake County 9. The Lugnuts 6, going to the bottom of the fifth from Lansing, Michigan.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's Lake County's turn to make the pitching change. Rodney Boone started, Brian Eichhorn relieved, and now Tommy Mace takes over on the hill as we go to the last of the fifth inning. And it's Lake County leading Lansing by a 9-6 score. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and Adam Jaxa to my left. Jared McDonald, Denzel Clark, Aribio Amales. The batter's coming up in this home fifth inning. Lugnuts down by three. 6-7-8 hitters. Righty, righty. Jared McDonald. Fastball up and in. Ball one. McDonald is 0 for 2. He has flied to center. He has struck out looking. Mays kicks and offers. Fly ball left center field. Medium depth. Halpin to his right. Makes the catch and the left fielder Rodriguez skips behind him to avoid the collision. There's one gone. Potentially trouble. Petey Halpin in center field is listed 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Jonathan Rodriguez, bigger in left, listed at 6'3", 180. Lost his cap, was coming in like a freight train, and then at the last second, he switched tracks. So now the batter is Denzel Clark. And on any pitch, you know that he could touch off a firecracker. 9-6, the Lugnuts are down, the deal. Fastball's up and in. One ball, no strikes. Good relief work by Brian Eichhorn to bridge to Mace. The deal. Swing and a miss. Tommy Mace in his first relief appearance of the year after 13 starts. That's to my mind, Adam, is, you know, get him some work. When you don't play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the deal. Clark hits a fly ball high in the air, deep left field, down the corner. That ball is caught by Jonathan Rodriguez with a jump at the wall. Jonathan Rodriguez reached back for that corner, gave a flying leap, and came down with the baseball. And there's two down in the home fifth.
Oh, my goodness. That was a heck of a catch because he overran it. That ball was skied in the air. He's trying to find it, and then he reaches back, snow cones it while he's up against the wall. What a play out there in the deepest part of left field for Jonathan Rodriguez.
Here's the pitch to Aribio Anales. Strike called. Inside corner. Anales looking to put his way aboard. Nope, that's a foul off to the left side. Nothing at two on Aribio. Two outs, nobody on against Tommy Mace. And the Lugnuts have had success against this year. Mace winds, throws. Anales lines it off the ankle of Mace, right to first base. And Arano collects and steps on the bag to end the inning. 1-3. And they'll check to see if Tommy Mace is okay. As he skips off the mound, he holds out his right hand. And the home plate umpire, Caleb Martin, says, you know what? I don't need to inspect you that closely. How's your ankle? Let's go to the sixth inning. Lansing trailing Lake County. The score 9-6 in favor of the Captains.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555. Okay to Say.
Protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Five innings are in the books. Onward to the sixth from Lansing, Michigan. Captains 9, Lugnut 6. First game of a mini three-game series. Lugnut's right-hander Shohei Tomioka toes the rubber once more. Out of breaking balls outside. Actually, that looked like the Tomioka cut fastball for a ball one. Alexfri Planez is the batter. Planez, Halpin, then Rodriguez. 3-4-5 for the Caps. Here's the pitch. That's down and away. Two balls and no strikes. The deal. Strike called on the outside corner. Tomioka came in and he didn't look quite sharp. He was falling behind the batters just like he has here on Alexfri Planez. But he did not allow any inherited runners to score. Deals. Ground ball through the left side and between Winkler and Muncy. A base hit to left. Snatched up by Josh Juan Wright. Lobs it in. It's a leadoff single for Alexfri Planez. So Adam and I, we had started to take you through the Oakland Athletics draft in the top of the fifth inning. Let's get you back to that right here, top of the sixth. Planez on at first and nobody out. Lake County leading the Lugnuts by a 9-6 score. The A's went with the catcher out of Arizona, Daniel Susak, with their first-round selection, and Henry Bolte in the second round. Compensatory B, Clark Elliott from Michigan. Foul off to the left side by Petey Halpin. Into the screen, strike one. And then Colby Thomas, the junior outfielder from Mercer, with their third-round selection. And then I told you a couple of pitchers. Jacob Waters, who throws really hard. We'll see if they use him as a relief arm coming up through the system. Out of West Virginia, the fourth-round pick. At a one. Up and inside. Ball and a strike. The fifth-rounder, a senior from Indiana. A hard thrower for the Hoosiers. Struck out a lot of guys in the Big Ten. Jack Perkins was the fifth rounder. One ball, one strike on Halpin. Planez at first. The deal. Shot on the ground, left side, grabbed by Winkler. Feed second, one. Swift over to first. Not in time. Halpin beats out the fielder's choice. Planez forced out. One away in the top of the sixth.
I mean, they covered all areas of the United States. The Midwest, got the Southeast.
Let's go northeast and southeast because the sixth rounder was Brennan Malone from Woodstock, Georgia, but drafted out of the University of Oregon. And now let's head to Puerto Rico with the seventh pick because, Adam, I'm going to need you to enjoy saying the name Yaniel LaBoy.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Seventh rounder, high schooler from Puerto Rico, high-ceiling infielder. Jonathan Rodriguez takes a called strike from Tomioka.
A LaJoy to say.
Yeah. LaBoy, the seventh rounder, then the eighth rounder, Micah Dallas, a senior drafted from Texas A&M. Not just a Texan right-hander with great pitch ability, but the sheriff of Pringletown. Pick off out of first base, but back in, helping no troubles.
Can you have the name Micah Dallas and be from anywhere else but Texas?
That's a good question. Micah Dallas transferred into Texas A&M and introduced a Pringles tradition where they fed a Pringle to anybody who performed well throughout their season. A one pitch from Tomioka. Halpin starts early. The deal. A line drive through the open right side. That's a base hit in the right field, chased by Swift into the outfield. Halpin rounds third base, hangs tight there. A throw comes into third base for Winkler. Halpin is on safely. Meanwhile, it's a single for Jonathan Rodriguez to put runners at the corners. My goodness, Adam.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, Tomioka didn't realize that Halpin was halfway to second, and he was still in the set position. Halpin froze for a moment because he thought that Tomioka was going to come after him. Tomioka comes home, and then because Halpin had taken off for second base, Swift went over to second base, and that's exactly where that ball just bounded over towards, where Swift had just left, and now they're at first and third with one out.
Gabriel Rodriguez now. That pitch is outside, ball one. Nine to six Caps. Tomioka's pitch. Low. 2 balls, no strikes to Gabriel Rodriguez. Jonathan Rodriguez now 3-for-3 with the walk. Gabriel Rodriguez is 3-for-3. Two singles, a double, one RBI, 3 runs scored. This is the reason, this is the part of the order that has been the thorn on the Lugnuts side, 9-6 Caps. Pickoff out of first base, tagged by Soderstrom too late. Jonathan Rodriguez back in standing. Lugnuts warm up an arm in the pen. Taking you through that A's draft, we're up to the ninth rounder, Caden Trenkel, a grinder type outfielder out of Oklahoma State. Great defense, great speed. There's good power there, too. Here's the 2-0. Above the letters, ball 3. The 10th rounder then, as we are halfway through the draft now, Brock Rodden. Check out the switch hitting 5-9 second baseman's slugging statistics for the Wichita State Shockers this past year. They were shocking. On the 3-0. Called a strike at the letters on the inside corner. Tomioka's not done with his plate appearance yet with Gabriel Rodriguez. So back-to-back position players, actually 3 straight position players. And then into the 11th round, and the A's went right back to the high school ranks. A 3-1. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Perhaps the best high school pitching prospect this year in the state of Wisconsin. And the A's selected Christian, I'm going to say Adam Oppor. O-P-P-O-R, like the start of opportunity. Opper. Oper.
I think you're right with,
Right? 3-2. Sails outside. And so the walk for Gabriel Rodriguez loads up the bases against Tomioka. There's only one man out, top of the sixth inning. And the batter will be Aaron Bracho. But the A's, with their draft, mixing things up in terms of those college players who can help out the system immediately, and then those interesting prospect types. And when I say the players who are going to be raw to start, but they're worthwhile in developing for the coaches. Bases loaded. Aaron Bracho swings and misses strike 1. Bracho has already knocked in 4 runs. He has a 3-run homer in the first. He had an RBI double in the 5th. And you know he's looking at doubling that RBI total right here. Switch hitter batting left. Tomioka looks for another double play. Bracho swings and misses. That'll work too. Nothing in 2. In the 5th inning, the bases were loaded 1 out. And Joe Naranjo grounded into a double play to get Tomioka out of the threat. Captains are up by 3 runs. Top of the 6th. Tomioka kicks and deals. Lifted foul out of play to the left side. The 12th rounder for the A's in the draft, a right-hander, I'm going to say Cyz, C-Z-Y-Z. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
C-J or T-J Cyz out of Reno, Nevada, and apparently a great breaking ball. Great breaking ball. And that started a string of a lot of pitchers getting taken on day 3. 0-2 here. Bracho takes a ball inside. The 13th rounder, a 6-7 right-hander from the Oregon State prized rotation. Pitching behind Cooper Jerpy, Jake Fenig, 6'7", senior. And he's going to be fascinating as a starting pitcher coming through the A's org. Bracho grounds right side, swift to his left grab, spins, throws to Muncy. That pulls him off the base. They don't get anything. Halpin scores, Rodriguez to third, Rodriguez to second, and Bracho on at first. It's now 10-6. Drew Swift's momentum was being yanked toward the right field line. He grabbed that ground ball to his left. He tried to spin and get it all the way to Max Muncy at second base. And in doing so, there just wasn't enough mustard on it. Muncy had to come off the bag to receive. It goes down as an RBI infield single for Bracho, his 5th RBI. Base is still jam-packed. And here's the call to the bullpen as Tomioka is departing in the top of the 6th inning.
Well, you know what they say, baseball's a game of runs. And that's what we've got here tonight. Captains score 7. Lugnuts get 6. Captains get 3 more. And this game has been a wild one, and still a lot left to play. If Lansing could get some shutout half innings, start to lock this offense down, there's still a chance they could come back here. Problem is, Lake County has been unrelenting all night long.
You've got the top of the Lugnuts order coming back up to home plate in the bottom half of the sixth inning, too. Guys like Swift and Maciel, and then perhaps that Muncy-Soderstrom combination that has lit things up earlier.
Well, in talking about the draft, Jesse, that's certainly been one of the weaker points for this system, and specifically here at the lower levels in Stockton and Lansing. The pitching has struggled this year, and these guys are working to get better, get more consistent, but certainly adding some depth, adding some competition. That's what the draft does every year. And the A's, they took a lot of pitchers with a lot of upside to add and just bring in some depth to this organization and try and bulk that department up. So you have to love that part of the draft from the Athletics from this past weekend.
Can we highlight one name in particular?
Of course.
The 16th rounder, drafted out of Hawaii, Blaze Pontes.
Well, you got to blaze your own trail, Jesse, and he is blazing his trail to the Oakland Athletics organization. Love it.
The story that I heard was he was named Blaze because when he was born, it happened too fast for his dad, and his dad didn't have a first name ready. He arrived in a blaze. Well, Mikael Ramirez against the new Lugnuts pitcher, Diego Granado, the native of Las Tunas, Cuba. 10-6 Lake County, bases loaded, one out in the sixth. The pitch, swing and a miss on a first pitch slider.
We would have also accepted Jiffy and Blink.
And the wink of an eye, what else? I love it. Righty, righty. Ground ball hit towards short. Muncy grabs, feed Swift. There's one over the first. Two, double play, side retired. Ramirez grounds into the pitcher's best friend, and Diego Granado, thanks to his friend, departs the mound. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts now trail 10-6 to Lake County from Jackson Field.
Hey, hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was a good-looking initial frame of work for Tommy Mace out of the bullpen for the Lake County Captains. Mace in the fifth inning set down Jared McDonald, Denzel Clark, and Eurybio Angeles in order. Now, truth be told, there was a great catch, a leaping catch at the wall by the left fielder Jonathan Rodriguez in the midst of that, but you know, three up and three down. And now Tommy Mace takes on Wright, followed by Swift and Maciel, 9-1 and 2. Kicks and fires. Josh Wainwright takes a called strike in the inside corner. Mace and the Lake County Captains lead the Lugnuts by a 10-6 score. Righty to righty. Wright swings and gets under it out into right field. Alexfri Planez comes in, walks left. He's got it. And there's one out. That's another out in the air against Mace. That's three out of four outs in the air.
Air.
To air is human.
That's right.
Drew Swift now. Swift has been jinxing the baseballs that he's hit. He's 0 for 3, but twice he's reached on errors. He takes the off-speed down, ball one. By the way, there was good news to tell you about in the Oakland A's system from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Here's the toss. Swift gets into one out to center field. Halpin backs up. He's got the catch. It's another out in the air.
Contagious.
And two up and two down. Yesterday, Grant Holman, remember Holman with the lug nuts from earlier this year? Immaculate Grant Holman.
Of course.
And he made the start, rehabbing his way back toward Lansing, Michigan. Today, JT Ginn, the former first rounder, acquired in the offseason by the Oakland Athletics from the New York Mets, getting the start in the Arizona Complex League. Ball one high to Gabriel Maciel. So good to see the players who've been dealing with injuries, specifically prized pitching prospects. Maciel takes a ball outside, working their way back up. Brian Wilbas has been in the starting lineup in the Arizona Complex League. Not today, although Lester Madden Jr., 2021 Lugnuts outfielder, is in the lineup, rehabbing his way forward. Maciel swings, grounds it past the mound to the shortstop Tolentino. Picks it up, fires to first base for the out. Three up, three down go the Lugnuts in the sixth. So that Muncy-Soderstrom combo, that's going to start up the home seventh inning. First, though, we got to play the top of the seventh. And before that, we have to take this break. It's the Captain's 10, the Lugnuts 6.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Six complete, three to go as we bring you back to Lansing, Michigan, home of your Lansing Lugnuts at the High A level for the Oakland Athletics, taking on the High A squad for the Cleveland Guardians. And right now it's 10-6. It's been a dicey one tonight for the pitchers, but the hitters getting a plentiful of those hits, 20 total between the two teams and 16 runs. Diego Granado's first pitch. That's off the handle of the bat, foul first base side from Connor Cox. 9-1-2 due up in this seventh inning. Juan Tolentino, Joe Naranjo. Lake County has just been unrelenting. 5 runs in the first, 2 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fifth, 1 more in the sixth. The pitch, this one's whacked right back up the middle. Base hit, and their leadoff man is on in the seventh. Tolentino, for a fourth time tonight, is aboard. What a game he is having. Base hit in the first, the fourth, and the seventh. And a walk in the fifth, and that hit in the fourth was a double. He also came around to score, stole a base. I think that's a guy you're pretty all right with leading off. Here's Joe Naranjo. I apologize. It is Connor Cox that got on. He's at second, and now here is Milan Tolentino. There we go.
Had it all the time.
We're there. But still, the point remains.
It's
Tolentino,
a great game, yeah.
He's having a great game. Three times he's reached the pitch. This one is sliced foul. By the way, Connor Cox is now at second base with Tolentino up there. So right back at it, though, for these captains. A balk was called on Renato. Off to third goes Cox. The throw down there in time. An acrobatic catch and tag by Winkler, and the bases are clear just like that on the snap throw from McDonald.
So Jared McDonald threw a fastball, right? He threw it as hard as he could. But that was all about Jack Winkler going up to get the throw and the quickness to drop that ball down as soon as he could.
So one now. And now on base is Milan Tolentino, as it was just a foreshadowing of earlier in the half inning.
What was that you were saying about Milan Tolentino's great game?
Yeah, he's on for a fourth time, as I mentioned to you earlier. And believe it or not, just like his counterpart, Mr. Cox, he did go right back up the middle as well. A carbon copy there. And Tolentino, the leadoff man, is on for a fourth time with a single in the first, a single in the seventh, a double in the fourth, a walk in the fifth. The pitch. It's been a walk in the park tonight for Tolentino at the plate. Strike one called on Naranjo. They say he did offer. 10-6 our score in the seventh. Bear with us. It has been a crazy game, but a fun one to watch back and forth between these two teams. Renato's pitch up high outside. One ball, one strike. It started with five runs in that first inning, and they all came with a couple of outs in the frame. Remember, Stevie Emanuels was a pitch away from giving up no runs in that first inning. That's inside. Two balls and a strike. And then not only did he give up a run, he gave up a three-run homer. And one more as well to give him five total. He didn't get out of the first inning. The pitch. That shot foul. Third base side. Two balls, two strikes. And two more came in the third. That was because of an error because of the sun over at third base. Jack Winkler tried to throw it low for Soderstrom. Still couldn't see it. Two runs came in to score on what would have been the third out. Then Lansing erupted for six in the third. They haven't scored since. The pitch. Twisting back foul. Two balls, two strikes on Naranjo. And the captains, in the meantime, have added two in the fifth, one in the sixth. And here we are in the seventh with one out and one on and a 2-2 count against Joe Naranjo, who's 0 for 4 tonight. Renato's pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and out. He chased it. And he's gone for a second time on strikes. Granado's got his first K tonight. Two away. Alexfri Plenez now will come to the plate. Lansing will have some work to do offensively in the final three innings of this one. This pitch off the plate, bouncing back. Swift waits on it. Will go to first. Sidearms to Soderstrom, and that'll do it. So after the two base hits, no harm done after the caught stealing of Cox and then the strikeout and ground out. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing trailing 10-6 at Jackson Field.
Ah!
All right, we've gotten up and stretched it out to the bottom of the seventh, and well worth the stretch as here comes Max Muncy, Tyler Soderstrom, and Jack Winkler against Tommy Mace in the seventh, 10-6 Captains. First pitch is in there, strike one to Max Muncy. 2-for-3 tonight, couple of doubles to begin his Lugnuts tenure. And then struck out on a tough breaking ball outside. The pitch lifted out to left field. Not deep. Coming in is Rodriguez. Underneath of it, leans to his left, makes the catch. And Muncy is retired for the second time tonight. So the 2021 first-round pick will give way to the 2020 first-round pick. Here comes Tyler Soderstrom. Boy, is that going to just be fun to continue to watch and say, as long as we get to watch these two together in the lineup, it is quite the 1-2 punch or the 3-4 punch. With Muncy and Soderstrom. First pitch, up high, ball one to the fella tonight that majestically slammed one out to right field. Just a three-run shot, but it was hammered. One out. That's sliced foul, third base side. 1-1.
And now Tyler Soderstrom gets a chance to be the old man because Max Muncy is 19 years old. So the 20-year-old Soderstrom, the veteran.
And the kid in front of him, the 1-1. That's inside. Right, 2-1. It's just two guys that didn't go to college were so good. They were drafted out of high school in the first round. And here they are making their way up the system at the high A level. 2-1. Kick back off the netting. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And certainly we don't know the future, Jesse, but we would not be surprised if Tyler Soderstrom rises up to double A before this season is gone with how his numbers have started to matriculate. I mean, 17 home runs, 64 driven in. Doesn't seem like he's going to be here much longer. 2-2. Weakly hit. Looper that's over the head of the shortstop, Tolentino, into center field. He's got all that power and just muscled that up enough over the shortstop's lunging glove. And Soderstrom is on for a third time tonight. Home run, single, and a walk for Tyler Soderstrom. One on, one out, 10-6 Captains in the bottom of the seventh at Jackson Field.
I agree with you that I think that Tyler Soderstrom is going to end this year in AA. So we might as well enjoy seeing him here in Lansing while we're at it. At another multi-hit game for him.
Exactly. Here comes Jack Winkler. First pitch fastball in there, strike one. And we're going to soak in that lineup that features Muncy and Soderstrom as many times as we get it. Because they, along with all the others, the future of the A's. The 0-1 pitch. Inside corner, strike two. Winkler thought about coming around, stayed back. Lansing got all 6 runs in that third inning. They have been blanked since. Mace came in a couple of half innings ago. 7 up, 7 down until that looping single from Soderstrom. The pitch. It's a shot down the right field side, fair. And over is Planez to pick it up. Soderstrom up to second, stays there. Athletic grab by Tolentino to come in and cut that one off as it came across the infield. But a sharp single by Winkler. And there's 2 on with 1 out in the 7th inning for the Nuts.
Winkler's been getting better and better as this year's gone on. This July, he's been awesome. And this game is another example of that. Remember in the 4th inning, his shot to right field, Alexfri Planez had to make a catch out near the track, reaching back. Otherwise, he'd have a 3-hit game. He has hit the ball sharply.
And now up comes Jared McDonald. Nice to bat these guys a little bit lower. Winkler, McDonald, guys that were hitting in the 3 and 4 spots. You had a guy like Muncy, and you had some depth to this order. The pitch. On the ground, weakly hit to second. Bracho to his right, throws to second to Tolentino for one. Back to first, double play. And that is going to do it for the seventh. 4-6-3. Well turned by Bracho and Tolentino. And the squeeze from Naranjo just in time. So, Lugnuts get a couple of base hits, but leave one stranded. We head to the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way. 10-6, Captains in front at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Into the eighth inning, 10-6, Lake County has the lead. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Petey Halpin, Jonathan Rodriguez, and Gabriel Rodriguez, the 4-5-6 batters in the Lake County captain's offense, coming up. Unusual game, this one. Lake County scored 5 runs to knock out the Lugnut starter, Steve Emanuels, in the first inning. They've added 2 in the third, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. They take on Diego Granado in the eighth. The righty fires. Outside, ball one. Petey Halpin from the left side, the cleanup hitter in this captain's attack. 1-for-4 with an RBI single, 2 runs scored. It bounces left side beyond Winkler at third. Shortstop Muncy uncorks. Up the line, Halpin is safe. Once Winkler let it pass by, it was going to be very difficult for the shortstop Muncy. So Halpin on at first base, and here comes Jonathan Rodriguez. Official score rules infield single. Righty, righty for Diego Granado. Rodriguez takes ball one. Sinker, slider, splitter combo for Diego. In general, if batters are putting the ball into play against him, they're putting it into play on the ground. There's always a potential to turn two. Rodriguez takes a called strike off the mitt of catcher McDonald, rolling right, but not far. 1-ball, 1-strike is the count. Just getting things going following the All-Star break. And the Major League Baseball All-Star game itself, there were a couple of former Lugnuts who represented. Alejandro Kirk, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. each started. That's ball two down low and away. Not only that, Alejandro Kirk, the starting catcher for the American League, and the Lugnuts starting catcher to begin the 2019 season, he caught the ceremonial first pitch from the legend Fernando Valenzuela. Granado misses outside again. 3-ball, 1-strike on Rodriguez. I mean, what a special moment for Alejandro Kirk. You could say two Mexican baseball legends, Valenzuela and Kirk. Granado's outside. 5-pitch walk, Rodriguez, who is on base for a 5th time. A second walk, joining 3 knocks. Halpin's up to second base. Nobody out for Gabriel Rodriguez, who has reached base 4 times with 3 hits and a walk.
I mean, it's got to feel like some sort of a fantasy for Alejandro Kirk. He goes from high A in 2019 to the most voted on All-Stars in 2022, starts the All-Star game, gets to experience the bright lights of the big leagues in L.A.
Check swing roller off to the right side, strike one for Gabriel Rodriguez.
I mean, and Jesse, obviously, you know, you can't leave out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I mean, those were
nope.
The two youngest guys at the All-Star game here in 2022. Guerrero is here in 17. It's just pretty remarkable to see the climb some of these guys make.
Here's the pitch. Gabriel Rodriguez takes inside. There was a story related by Vince Catronio before the Oakland A's got things back up and going again with the Detroit Tigers, a doubleheader, that Vince Catronio had spoken with Paul Blackburn. Ground ball, Swift right side. Swift to his left, picks it up, throws to first base, gets the out on Gabriel Rodriguez. Jonathan Rodriguez to second, Petey Halpin to third. One away in the top of the eighth inning. Aaron Bracho will bat next for the Captains, leading the Lugnuts by a 10-6 score. The story that Vince told from Paul Blackburn. So Paul Blackburn comes in for his inning, and he takes on Albert Pujols, the legend. And Blackburn noticed that Alejandro Kirk, his catcher, kept on calling for inside fastballs, inner third fastballs. Aaron Bracho takes an inside fastball, ball one. Not like that. So Blackburn thought, this was his perspective. Adam, did you see this?
Uh-huh.
Alejandro Kirk wants Albert Pujols to hit a home run. That's why he was calling for that pitch.
Kirky.
Ball one offering. Low and away. But in the end, Blackburn got him. And though an error was committed behind him, Paul Blackburn, a scoreless frame in representing the Oakland Athletics.
How about that, man?
Intentional walk decided upon by the Lansing Lugnuts Brain Trust. They'll put Aaron Bracho on at first base. He's in the midst of an enormous game. He has knocked in five runs. Three-run homer, RBI double, RBI single. This will load the bases with one out for Mikael Ramirez, the number eight hitter, who is 1-for-3 with a single, an infield single, mind you, and his last time up came up with the bases loaded and he grounded into a double play. So they would like to see history repeat itself. 10-6 Captains. One out top of the eighth. Ramirez takes ball one outside. And Lake County is out hitting the Lugnuts 17-8, but it's just a four-run lead. Lugnuts have scored in only one inning in this game. Six runs in the third. Granado deals. Slider called a strike right through the front door. I'm a big fan, Adam, of watching the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I love seeing those one-on-one matchups.
It just feels like the best All-Star Game still, where it's not just a throwaway. They're competing against each other.
Ground ball up the third baseline, but foul. Can you imagine if we could mic up Diego Granado, a la the Alec Manoa mic'd up inning, to hear his thoughts with the bases loaded right now?
Bayou!
Punchy. Mikael Ramirez steps in, two-tone bat in hand. Lugnuts warm up an arm in the pen. Granado offers. Ground ball, third base side, hopping over Winkler. That's a fair ball down the left field line. This scores Halpin. Rodriguez on his heels. He's in. Josh Wainwright gets it in from the left side Lake County pen. Meanwhile, Bracho stops at second on the two-run hopping single by Ramirez. And it's 12-6 Lake County.
Well, I got to give Lake County a ton of credit. When Lansing came roaring back to make it 7-6, I did not expect Lake County to go out there and get the next five runs and just continue this offensive onslaught, but they have done exactly that. And what a hard swing right there. Ramirez obviously taking issue with the fact that they decide to intentionally walk to get to him, and he makes Lansing pay.
Connor Cox bounces down to third base, grabbed by Winkler, steps on his bag, fires across, scooped at first base, and then dropped by Soderstrom, but did well to keep it right there. So Connor Cox is safely aboard at first, Ramirez up to second. Bracho, the lead runner, is forced out, third baseman unassisted. Fielder's choice for Cox, two on, two out, top of the order, Milan Tolentino. He will not face Diego Granado, as Phil Pohl is going to make another mid-inning pitching change. We're in the top of the eighth. Two runs are in. It's 12-6 Lake County. And now we are going to see our sixth Lugnuts pitcher of the game. Top of the order coming up. And while we have this chance, Adam, just a check of the scoreboard before we tell you about the new Lansing Lugnuts right-hander. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, the Great Lakes Loons are hammering the West Michigan Whitecaps. It's 11-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning from Dow Diamond. Meanwhile, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the bottom of the eighth at Dayton trail 5-3. They erased a 3-0 Dragons lead with three in the seventh inning, but the Dragons have scored two runs in the bottom of the eighth, and now lead the Tin Caps by that 5-3 score. All of that accomplished against Routson, I believe. The Peoria Chiefs lead Cedar Rapids 9-6. Both teams scored 3 runs in the first inning, but then the Chiefs added 5 more in the third, and they were on their way. 21 total hits in that game. 22 total hits between Beloit and Wisconsin from Appleton. How about this one? So the Beloit Skycarp led 9-2, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is now 9-8, a 6-run Timber Rattlers rally. So big offense all over the Midwest League, except at Four Winds Field, where Quad Cities has already defeated South Bend by the final score of 3-1. And if you're looking for big offense, let me tell you, look no further than the bottom of the fifth inning at Fenway Park, where it's currently the Blue Jays 25, the Red Sox 3.
Yeah, you said hammered as one of your adjectives there for an 11-run game, and I was going to say, well, let me raise you with that score over there with the Blue Jays. So,
yeah,
they're doing all right tonight.
That is a laugher. New man on the mat is Angelo Infante, the right-hander from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Takes on Milan Tolentino. Teammates at first and second, 12-6 captains, 2 outs in the eighth. The pitch. First offering is Scott Fowle, towering over on the left side, over the captain's dugout, and 4 rows back. So Angelo Infante sees action today. The Blue Jays, 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 7 in the third, 4 in the fourth. Red Sox scored 3 in the bottom of the fourth, and it's like the Blue Jays were insulted, so they scored 11 runs in the fifth inning.
My goodness.
And now they're in the bottom of the fifth.
A lot of teams would take 11 in one game and be just fine with that.
They have 22 hits through 5 innings. Milan Tolentino waits, and Infante's pitch. Line foul off the left side. See, Tolentino only has 3 hits today.
Not good enough. You want to be a major leaguer, kid?
22 hits. The former Lugnuts are doing all right. Danny Jansen, for example. Jansen has homered, a 3-run shot. He's 2-for-3. He scored 3 runs. He's knocked in 4. Line drive over the first baseman, Soderstrom. Base hit number 4 for Tolentino. Into the plate comes Mikhail Ramirez. Throw to second is cut. Tolentino's in with a double. Connor Cox scoots over to third. And it's 13-6 Lake County.
Yeah, I think he's looking just fine.
Yeah, he is. Milan Tolentino right over the leaping Soderstrom, but he did not have a chance. Other former Lugnuts, by the way, for the Toronto Blue Jays in that game, Bo Bichette has 3 hits, 3 runs scored. He's knocked in 2. Bichette has doubled. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has doubled. Guerrero is 2-for-4, 2 runs, also a walk, 2 RBIs. Joe Naranjo swings and pops up the first pitch in the infield. Up the third base side, there's Jack Winkler. Winkler straddling the foul line, but in fair ground catches the pop out, and that'll do it for the top of the eighth inning. However, Lake County continues to add to its lead. The captains tally 3 more runs in the frame on 3 base hits, plus 2 walks, 2 runners left in scoring position. And the lead for the Caps is now 13-6 on our way to the bottom of the eighth inning. From Jackson Fields.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Captains have upped their lead to 13-6 over the Lugnuts with three runs in the top of the eighth. Up to the bottom half of the eighth inning we go. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jackson. Mighty Tommy Mace for the Caps deals. A strike called on the outside corner to Denzel Clark, the Lugnuts center fielder, to be followed by Angeles, and then right, the bottom third of the order. Righty-righty, Mace to Clark. Outside corner, strike two called. Denzel today is 0-for-2. He's fouled to third, he's walked, and he's scored. And his last time up, he was robbed by the left fielder Rodriguez with a leaping catch at the wall deep into the corner. 0-2 for Mace. Clark takes ball one. Missing down and in. Tommy Mace came out of the pen for Lake County to open up the bottom of the fifth inning. And he's fired three scoreless innings. No walks, no strikeouts, two singles. He fires up high, 2-2. Mace follows on the heels of Brian Eichhorn, who relieved Rodney Boone. The kick and the pitch. That two just misses. 3-2 on Denzel Clark. It was aimed for the outside corner. The story to start the game was, hey, look, Rodney Boone, 20 days after his complete game shutout. Payoff. Hand in the air out to left center field. Rodriguez to his left in the alleyway makes the catch. This one was easier for him to take away the base hit. And Clark is at number one. So Rodney Boone on July the 2nd tossed a seven-inning complete game shutout against the Lugnuts. And today was his next start after that. He was coming back from a bout with coronavirus. And today he only went 2 2/3 innings. He allowed 6 hits and 6 runs. All came in the third inning. The bullpen, though, has been great. Arybiel Anales takes a called strike on the outer edge from Tommy Mace. Of those runs, six runs given up by Boone. 4 were earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and he allowed 1 home run. Anales takes a called strike, 2. Mace nearly the same spot as the one before it. And then Brian Eichhorn relieved with an inning and a third of hitless, scoreless baseball before handing the baton over to Mace. Mace kicks and fires. Fly ball down the right side. Long run, Planez. The right fielder into the pen, a slide. And Alex-free Planez makes another sparkling catch. That is his move. A feet first slide puts him in position, and then he secures. And for a second time in this game, put a star next to it on your scorecard.
And both times against Anales, just as he's done so many times against Swift this year, he picks his Lugnuts and he robs his Lugnuts.
Goodness.
Yeah, what a grab.
I guess we're on the same page, Adam. Josh won right now. Takes a called strike down the middle. The Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains will get back together all weekend. A Jurassic weekend, oh, by the way. Mace fires, right, takes a ball low and away. Travel back in time, see replica vehicles from the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World movie, dig for fossils, visit with inflatable and animatronic dinosaurs, and more. 1-1, grounded foul to the left side. Jurassic weekend this weekend, Lafkew fireworks tomorrow night, special themed uniforms as well.
No, actually, you're right, it is.
I appreciate you. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Tommy Mace. Josh Monroe reaches out and pokes it foul, barely cut a piece. Where I don't think that there's a single other person on this Lugnut staff who knows what I'm talking about, on Netflix, the Camp Cretaceous TV show just released season 5. And Adam, let me tell you, it's baller.
What do we got?
Yeah. 13-6 is the score, Captain's lead. Wright pokes a base hit to right field. Alex-free Planez collects, gets it in. Josh Wainwright has his second hit of the game. That's an opposite field single with 2 outs in the eighth inning.
Tell me on the next show that I'm going to watch.
Okay, so it's a kid's show. It's a CGI show, right? It's computer-generated. It's animated. It's great. It takes place when it starts concurrently with the Jurassic World movie, the very first one. Everything that's happening in it is also happening during the movie. So when things go wrong in the movie, things go wrong for the kids. and then it gets better and worse for them from there. Drew Swift shows bunt, pulls back, takes a pitch high. And if you're thinking, kids show, okay, so there's going to be a lot of comedy and no adults are going to get terrorized and eaten by dinosaurs. A lot of adults get eaten by dinosaurs.
This sounds like a hit within the Goldberg-Strassler household.
I mean, for me, yeah, nobody else. 1-0. Swift flies it foul up to the right side. So this is the final season. This is the finale. And there was, I'm just going to spoil this, a gigantic dino brawl that lived up to expectations. I'm just saying, Jurassic Weekend is coming at the right time. Camp Cretaceous, give this a try if you're into it, Adam. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for Swift. Strike two.
Out of 5 stars, what's your rating?
Zach Burhans gives it 1 thumbs up behind me. Two thumbs up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like stars better than thumbs. There's more stars than thumbs.
All right, I'll go 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm high on it. Mace fires. Swift goes down swinging. Three-quarter, half-hearted whiff as it came past. Outer half. And that'll do it for the bottom of the eighth inning. Tommy Mace's first strikeout strands the right single and sends us to the ninth inning. Off we go. The Lugnuts trailing Lake County by a 13-6 score.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And now it's Ephus time from Jackson Field. We open up the ninth. And Patrick McCall takes over, 13-6 Lake County. McCall's Ephus. Oh, it hits Alex Replanes. There is no bad blood. Do you think that raises a bruise?
It might.
It's Patrick McCall's fifth relief appearance of the year for the Lugnuts. And the four prior ones, they've equaled 4 innings, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, no strikeouts. He deals. Fly ball right field off the bat of Petey Halpin, falls in for a base hit in front of Gabriel Maciel, and Planez trots his way up to second. So an HBP and a single. And now the batter is Jonathan Rodriguez against the 6'6 Pat McCall. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. The Ephus misses outside. By the way, now we have reached 20 base hits for Lake County. A 1-0. That ball's in there for a called strike. And the crowd is into it.
Triple play time, maybe?
Jonathan Rodriguez swings and hammers an Ephus out to left field. Base hit. One hops to Josh Wainwright. Lobs into shortstop. Bases loaded. Planez to third. Halpin to second. Jonathan Rodriguez reaches base for the sixth time.
You're going to bring up bad blood. It only seems on par that they get 22 hits.
Gabriel Rodriguez swings at the Ephus and skies it way out to left center. Denzel Clark is out there jumping up, can't make the catch up against the wall. Station to station they go. Thoe comes into third base, but Halpin's retreating to the bag. And that is the longest RBI single that Gabriel Rodriguez will ever hit in his life. 14-6, Lake County. McCall throws. Aaron Bruccio takes a called strike in the outside corner. Crowd approves. Halpin at third. The Rodriguez is at second and first. Bruccio hits a high fly out to right center. In the air a long time. In comes Maciel for the catch. There will be no tag. There's one away.
Here we go.
This is the thing about the Ephus, which is you as the batter have to supply the power. It, in essence, becomes a slow pitch softball game. Mikhail Ramirez now, bases loaded, one out. Takes the Ephus lone away, ball one. Ramirez is 2-for-4, a two-run single. Swings the Ephus and sends it deep to left. Right is at the wall, and that ball's on home run hill. A grand slam. And Lake County's lead is now 18-6. Mikhail Ramirez hits his third home run of the year. He has 6 RBIs in his last 2 swings. And now the batter will be Connor Cox, the number 9 hitter in the Lake County order. Well, if you want to hit a home run hill is a good place to try to go for it. Connor Cox now pops up the first pitch on the left side of the infield. There's Winkler with a catch right beside the shortstop, Muncie, and 2 outs. This is all about saving another arm after the Lugnuts have had to go through Emmanuels, Demers, Martinez, Tomioka, Granado, and Infante all in this game. 18-6, Lake County leads. Milan Tolentino is the batter. 2 outs, nobody on. Left-handed batter takes an Ephus that hit him. You know, if you wanted to, home plate umpire Caleb Martin, you could say that he showed no effort to get out of the way.
Wasn't much time there. Wasn't much effort there.
There's the second HBP for Pat McCall. You know, Adam, he's working the inside corner.
Guy's just trying to get his on-base percentage up. He's doing all right tonight.
Tolentino is on base now for a 6th time in 7 trips. A walk, an HBP, 2 singles, 2 doubles. Joe Naranjo's the next batter. Now, Naranjo is 0-for-6, and he takes a called strike from McCall. Joe Naranjo has struck out twice. He has popped out twice. The Ephus, fly ball right field. Maciel's back, warning track wall. He's got the catch, and Naranjo is 0-for-7. He batted in 7 different innings in this game, and the Lugnuts got him out in every single one of those innings. 9 batters faced McCall in the top of the 9th inning. Lake County ends up scoring 5 runs. A grand slam by Mikhail Ramirez was the key blow, 1 left on. Let's go to the bottom of the 9th inning. It is 18-6, Lake County leading the Lugnuts at Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's Alaska Abney on to protect the hole, a 12-run lead. Lake County is three outs away from an 18-6 victory, opening up a three-game series in Lansing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa.
Yo.
Abney against Maciel, Muncy, and Soderstrom in this bottom of the ninth inning. 2-3-4. Switch hitting Gabriel Maciel, bats left. Right-hander Abney kicks and deals. And that's right down the middle for a called strike as they've broken out the oversized beach balls for the crowd below. Lafkew fireworks will follow this game, too. Uh-oh, did they take the beach balls away?
Oh, come on.
They took them away. Maciel takes the ball outside.
They just brought him out.
Well, fun while it lasted. Oh, the beach ball is back.
Okay, just a half-inning thing here.
Let me tell you, as Abney deals a 1-1, that's a ball up and away. So there's somebody right behind home plate who gave the beach ball to a youngster, and they called out the Lugnuts picker, the Lugnuts employees called out for the youngster. All right, give it back to us. And the youngster turned right around and threw it up into the crowd. Strike two called outside corner to Maciel. And now it's been retrieved by Scuba Steve.
Wow, they weren't listening to Scuba Steve for a while. He wanted it. They just kept going the other way. That's tough.
Alaska Abney deals the 2-2. Maciel sends it up into the air, out of center field. Halpin walks in with the catch. One down.
Let him play with the beach balls down there, Jesse. I mean, come on.
Alaska Abney is making his 27th appearance out of the pen for the Captains, bidding the entire active roster. He has now worked 31 innings this year with that out. He has struck out 35, walking 20, league entering in, batting just 184 against him. Abney to Max Muncy. Slings it inside, ball one.
He doesn't give up 12 runs. He'll be successful.
You ain't never lied. Muncy takes strike called on the inside corner at the letters. So Max Muncy in his Lugnuts debut. Couple of doubles, one RBI, one run scored. Those were his first two plate appearances. Here's the pitch. Strike two called on the inside corner. In the fourth inning, a strikeout looking. In the seventh inning, a fly out to left field. For the 19-year-old in his Midwest League debut. Abney replaces Tommy Mace. Mace went four scoreless innings out of the pen, three hits, one strikeout. The pitch to Muncy. Just below the knees. Two balls and two strikes. Abney wears the number 8. The mustachioed right-hander. Straightens, kicks, throws. Muncy bounces it right back to the reliever. Looks to first, overhands to Naranjo. Out number 2. And that'll bring up Tyler Soderstrom with Lake County one out away from completing an 18-6 victory. Now the most hits allowed by the Lugnuts in team history in a game. 26 hits back in 1996. Lake County collected 23 today. Tyler Soderstrom takes a called strike to open things.
Uh-huh. Victory.
Take those victories where you can find them.
Maybe they didn't walk the plank tonight.
Soderstrom is 2-for-3. The deal. line foul over the Lake County pen dangerously, ricocheted around, and then back onto the field from the Pepsi porch. Nothing and two. For Soderstrom, a comeback for his first time up, but since then, a three-run homer, a walk, and a single. So now his batting average is at 257, 17 homers and 64 RBIs. Here's Abney's pitch, outside. The Lugnuts are down to their final strike tonight. The shortstop Tolentino is playing up the middle, third baseman Rodriguez in the 5.5 hole. Abney's deal, high, two balls and two strikes. Outfield straight up. A 2-2. Soderstrom flares it, left side, foul ground. Third baseman Rodriguez can't get there. It did fall, still within the field of play. Foul, one hop in front of the railing. But by that point, Gabriel Rodriguez, the third baseman, was looking at that railing and saying, discretion is the better part of valor.
Yeah, I mean, you're up by 12, two outs, nobody on, and that thing is coming in tight. I don't blame him there.
So back to his spot. And Abney delivers the 2-2. Soder's from a check swing. It's barely outside. Let's see if they appeal. They do not. That's a tough take by Soderstrom. Down by 12 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Tyler Soderstrom has worked the count from 0-2 to 3-2. Payoff. Bouncing ball hit to short. Grabbed by Tolentino. Throws to first. Soderstrom is out. And so are the Lugnuts for the ball game. It's over. And it's an 18-6 Lake County Captains victory. Lake County scored the game's first seven runs. Lugnuts scored six in the bottom of the third, and then Lake County finished things off with 11 consecutive. Two in the fifth, one in the sixth, three in the eighth, and five in the ninth, and the Caps take the first of this series.
Yeah, that was, well, it was a tough start for Lansing. You give up five runs in the first. Starter gets knocked out. Give them credit. They got six back in that third inning to push back with a run, and then Lake County said, we're not messing around. 11 more runs, and they brought the bats tonight and now have won six straight. This Captains team is red hot right now, and they continue it even through the four-day break of the All-Star game up at the Major League level. Pretty impressive win tonight for Lake County.
The Captains finished the game 9-for-22 with runners in scoring position. 11 runners left on base, 18 runs, 23 hits, and three errors committed. On the other side for the Lugnuts, six runs, nine hits, one error, seven runners left on base. The Lugnuts went 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Well, that concludes this one. Lugnuts fall to 9-13, 34-54 overall for the year. Captains improved to 12-8 and 47-39 for the season as a whole. In the losing cause for the Lugnuts, offensively, two hit games from Max Muncy, Tyler Soderstrom, and Jack Winkler, as well as Josh Wainwright, the number nine hitter. And Adam, before I ask you a little bit more about that Muncy-Soderstrom combo, let me tell you, this game took 3 hours and 6 minutes to play, and it was played in front of a crowd of 7,923, over 7,900 here at Jackson Field to watch this 18-6 win. All right, Adam, losing cause. We got our first taste of that Muncy-Soderstrom combo. What'd you think?
Well, I think it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. I mean, we saw two doubles from Max Muncy. Tyler Soderstrom continued to do what Tyler Soderstrom has done all year. Gets the home run, gets on three different times. I mean, that's a knockout punch right there in the 3-4 hole. That is a legitimate 3-4 combo that the Lugnuts have with the top two picks over the last couple of years by the A's. And again, it certainly seems like Soderstrom is destined to move up sometime before this season ends. So we're going to savor the opportunity to see those two guys hit back-to-back. Not an easy couple of outs for pitchers to try and move around, and it certainly adds another element of depth in this Lugnuts order.
On the other side for Lake County, just to pay tribute to their offensive effort, We mentioned Milan Tolentino reaching base six times. He, Jonathan Rodriguez, and Gabriel Rodriguez each had four hits. Jonathan Rodriguez scored five runs. And, you know, when you're scoring a lot of runs, let's go to the RBIs. The number seven hitter, Aaron Bracho, drove in five, including a three-run homer. And the number eight hitter, Mikael Ramirez, finishes with six RBIs, including a grand slam in the ninth inning off the Pat McCall EFIS. Those offensive numbers, Adam, you said it during the game about Milan Tolentino padding the OBP stats. This was a great offensive night for everybody not named Joe Naranjo.
Yeah, everybody contributed tonight. Joe Naranjo, he'll bounce back. He's a good player. He'll be anxious to get back out there tomorrow. But everybody else in the captain's order, they were, again, unrelenting throughout this game. You know, you score two five-run half innings. There were only three half innings tonight where the captains didn't score. And in five of those half innings that they did score, they scored multiple runs in those half innings. So it was a whooping tonight by the captains. No better way to put it. They brought it tonight, and hopefully the Lugnuts can bring it tomorrow and try and even up this series at one.
Tomorrow night, the pitching matchup, the right-hander Aaron Davenport for the Caps against the Lugnuts lefty Jack Owen.
Well, Jack Owen was just recently named Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. He's going to need that type of performance to try and quiet this lineup that Jesse just told you about, how diverse it was tonight. Lansing's recipe, they need to pitch it well, and they've got their two guys, Trayson Kubo and Kumar Nambiar, that are lined up to pitch tomorrow out of the pen. So going to need a lengthier start from Owen, and then some good bullpen and get a couple of runs, see what they can do tomorrow, and hopefully, again, even up this series.
Looking forward to that. Jurassic weekend tomorrow. Go to LansingLugnuts.com or call up 517-485-4500 to get your tickets. LAFCU Fireworks tomorrow. LAFCU Fireworks are about to happen here tonight. Adam, thank you.
What kind of forever, my man?
Yeah. For Adam Jacks, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts with those Black Panther-themed uniforms. Marvel Superhero Night. This one, if you're a Lugnuts fan, added a little bit like Infinity War.
End game tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see. After the snap, Zach Burhan's behind us for Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts fall to the Captains 18-6. Here's wishing you well on your Friday night from Michigan State Capitol at Jackson Field. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.